Ay.
What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show for Valentine's Day and Valentine's weekend, and also it's Zoob's birthday.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Woohoo. And thanks to our friends at Joe's. This is actually, Joe has a produce place.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, I think it's changed the name to Zoob's Produce, but it's Joe's Produce in Livonia. And the catering folks brought over some incredible food, and people were even raving about the mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, they make their own pasta. Laura Livingston is their caterer, and she's been a listener of ours for quite some years. So.
Well, the cake is amazing.
Yeah.
Is it brisket or barbecue?
Barbecue.
Barbecue's
brisket.
Great.
Barbecue. Very good. Tangy brisket.
She even bought a car from Zot, she said.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She did.
I know.
It's great. Even more.
She's that kind of listener. So.
Well, we appreciate
the cake's
all
amazing.
Of it. Great food from Joe's Produce in Livonia in the catering department. They killed it today. They just killed it.
Thank you, Laura. And Dee brought her by, so Dee got to hang out with you.
Yeah, Trudy's plus one was Dee again. We're on Facebook Live. Elric's here on Facebook Live today.
Hey.
And he's wearing his Clark Park jersey.
Nice.
That's right. Not the very attractive Solar Detroit hockey jerseys, which are available at the DrewandMikeStore.com.
How'd you decide on the colors for the Solar Detroit jersey? Because I love the colors.
Yeah, we figured we'd be kind of royal blue and orange, sort of not exactly like the Tigers, but we thought they just looked good. And so I went with the New York Islanders jerseys because that was the last jersey Franz Nielsen played well in.
Franz Nielsen. Why Franz Nielsen?
He's a big free agent signing for the Red Wings. It's been terrible.
I see. Okay. Well,
sort of a deep track there, but
that's okay. No, we like deep tracks. Lover's Lane has three ways to shop for all your sex essentials, and they are the sponsor for Facebook Live. 35 store locations, loverslane.com and the all-new sexdrive.com. Sexdrive.com features high-quality sex toys, vibrators, exciting couples toys, and the most erotic apparel anywhere. Try something new in the bedroom. Check out sexdrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane. Hopefully they're busy, busy, busy these few days before Valentine's, because it's a big time of year for them.
Check it out. It's a sex machine.
So they endorse three ways there at Lover's Lane? Is that what you're saying?
I think they feel that people have the right to do anything they want.
They endorse
and if they
love.
If they can provide something that helps them.
The tools, yeah.
Whether it's three people, two people, gay people, one person, they don't care.
Hey.
They're not judgmental at Lover's Lane.
I have been with a share of guys, but I have never had two guys at once.
Now, that's a customer from Lover's Lane that was, they did a little man in the street thing. I thought was kind of cool. So was the previous person. But ML's here to talk about Clark Park and the big event Saturday, which is
great.
The carnival's noon to four.
Yes, let me set the record straight.
Winter Carnival.
There was some confusion yesterday. There's a free,
it did seem to be. I don't know what the problem was.
There's a free Winter Carnival from noon to four. They're going to have face painting, petting zoo. They'll have the fire department there, the mounted police. They'll have carriage rides. Oh. Our friend Mike Gill from the Michigan Peddler is going to be giving free pedal pub rides from noon to two. And then everybody kind of takes a break and tears – well, actually – they work their asses off to get the park set up for the outdoor charity hockey games. This will be the sixth year that Mike Rattai and I have put on a game, but Mike won't be there this year. And last year we added a women's game. The women will play at 6. That's free. And then I'll lead my team out against a new team at 8 o'clock. This will be the first year that when I line up for the face-off, I know that I will not be elbowed in the face or risk serious bodily harm. So I'm looking forward to this.
Are you on the first line?
Let's just say I'm our ceremonial first line.
Now, how do you develop the kind of rivalry with Rattai not present? Is there some other foe who's been replaced or has replaced Mike?
Well, now it's just bragging rights. You know, I mean, the thing is...
What's the current record between the two teams?
I think my team may be 1-4.
Okay.
So we actually, and the games have been pretty close for the most part. There were a couple years. Matt Riley came out and skated with us one time, and we got killed. We had trouble putting together a full squad.
Why isn't he in the game?
Matt and I were the two centers. I don't think Matt had played in a long time, and it was a test of endurance.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anybody I would know in this game besides you?
Kobe.
Guess we can't cheer for that team.
Are you gonna have a moment of remembrance for Kobe Bryant, like every other event that's happened in the last month?
No, but we're gonna make sure there are no drones videotaping the event so that we don't want that to crash under the ice.
Oh, too soon.
Controversial.
Too soon.
I like to help the kids. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, how many people are jealous of the game and his Kobe tattoo?
Yeah.
Got a number 8 sideways tattooed over his forehead with some other flowery stuff around it. Nice.
Looks cool.
You know, it
looks
just great. Seemed like, is he caught up in the moment? Do you think?
Is he making a statement about infinity? Is this an afterlife thing, or is it really about Kobe? Because wasn't Kobe also 24 for a little while?
Yeah, isn't 8 pre-rape Kobe?
He's post-rape.
Pre-rape allegation.
Wait, which number's pre-rape Kobe and which one's post-rape
24,
Kobe?
Wasn't it? Wasn't he originally 24?
I can't believe we don't know this. I always think of him as 24. So
I don't think the game thinks of it as a rape. I don't think he's talking about that. I don't think he wants people to talk about it.
It's just one number instead of two. The game only had so much real estate on his
face. Yeah, that's true.
8 is pre-rape Kobe. See the pictures?
Okay.
Yeah.
The game doesn't think about the rape, and neither does... You know, by the way, I was watching the...
Alleged.
Exactly.
Oh, I love your face. It's so unusual.
I was watching the story about Snoop's apology.
Yeah.
First of all, the apology, the sound quality is horrible on the apology. It was perfect on the original assault. But the apology,
that's right.
Did you guys hear it?
It goes in and out.
Yeah. It's pretty
bad.
That has to be on purpose.
I thought it was kind of funny. And then I thought,
why are y'all attacking us?
I felt like I didn't like anybody in the story, because Gayle King attacking CBS, I thought was BS, because they said, you know what, people, because she complained that, why are you taking this one thing? It's like, well, that's the one thing. Nobody wants to hear the other crap. I mean, we all know.
We expect more from you, Gayle.
About Kobe?
We've heard a lot about Kobe. But when someone talks about
things said about him.
Someone talks about that. No, that hasn't been talked about that much. So they, I think, rightly thought that it was the most interesting item in the story. And then she says, they took it out of context. It was, you know, I would have been offended, too. It's like, I don't understand. Why is that out of context? They didn't change the words.
They claim the tone of the whole interview is different. It's like, so?
Don't you hang out with Oprah?
Yeah, that's what we call in TV a tease. You know, that's what gets you to come see the rest of it. Now, maybe it was out of context, but if that was the first time a network news program took a clip from an interview out of context to get people to watch the rest of the interview, I'll put a sideways 24 on my forehead.
She really acted like they were just, CBS just committed this horrible, horrible crime, and I thought it was pretty obvious that they would do that.
She lost a lot of sympathy by coming out against CBS.
She lost my sympathy, but then the other thing was Lisa Leslie. Isn't it wrong for her to suggest that this couldn't have happened? I mean, isn't she shaming the girl? Because Kobe, she actually said...
I don't remember her exact comments. I thought she answered it as good as a friend would answer it. I mean, clearly better than Snoop did.
She contradicted Kobe Bryant in her response.
Ooh.
He said there was not consent. She said, I don't believe Kobe would have sexual activity with someone without their consent. He said he didn't have her consent. He said he didn't realize that, but didn't he say that after the fact?
See, I thought he said she did have consent, because she could have said no, because when he asked if he could finish on her face, she said no. So he knew that's a fact. So he knew.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, some people like it.
Honestly,
some people consent to that.
I could have sworn.
Yeah, can you produce names to that, Mark?
I've seen video of it, ML.
on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm crazy.
That's a job, though.
Wasn't his statement that I thought I had consent, but now I realize I didn't? Didn't he say that?
Oh, I think that was in his mandated apology with his settlement with her.
It's a quote from him. That's what ended it.
Yeah.
That was
mandated by his settlement. Yeah.
So. Right, but he still said it. I don't know. Understand why Lisa Leslie says that less than that happened, how she knows that. And she says, other NBA players do terrible things who are my friends. And
do you think a mandated apology from a settlement comes from the heart? And he believes every word of it?
Well, I don't know what she knows that. Well, forget it. It's pointless. I don't want to argue about it. I just thought everybody in the story.
How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker?
I would love to know who made him apologize, by the way, as far as Snoop, because I didn't think he was going to ever apologize, and I didn't think he was going to have to.
Mm-hmm. Martha Stewart.
I believe that.
Oh. Or some sponsor.
And Ellen.
Gee, I guess I was wrong. I mean, it was a simple mistake, and I'm really sorry.
Well, I suppose it's possible. Anyway, we have Clark Park on Saturday. The women's game is at 6.
The men's game is at 8. Come on out. It's all free. I think we're going to have burgers and beers there. They may charge you something for that. But the real thing, and I'm hoping you can do after you donate to Drew and Mike and to the Soul of Detroit, is if you want to help the kids of Southwest Detroit, there's a website out there, patronicity.com. It's P-A-T-R-O-N, like patron, I, like the vowel I, city, C-I-T-Y.com. You can donate. If you go to Clark Park, it'll come up. And we'd appreciate your support. We're way behind on our fundraising. In fact, I forgot to pump the carnival on Soul of Detroit, which posted on Wednesday. So I'm feeling like a real dummy.
The hell's going on?
Garbage.
You know, that Sean Windsor came in here all hopped up on aspartame, and he kind of took the whole show off the rails. You know, he can be kind of rambunctious. So...
It's kind of interesting when Sean gets fired up. I'm not. It's great, it throws isn't it? Me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean it raises the temperature in the room by at least a quarter of a degree.
he got mad, and I love Sean, but he does get. Remember when he got mad about the word thug? We had that big conversation.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh yeah, Teresa kind of got in his face.
He got upset about another term. Do you remember ML?
Which one was that?
When we were talking to Jim, is it Camprioni?
Comperoni. SpartanMag.com.
Just about him chasing the story of a new head coach.
Oh.
And he referred to just Luke Fickell's wife and her sewing circle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He thought that was sexist. By the way, I don't think we're getting credit for breaking the news.
You
worldwide
broke it.
Exclusive that Michigan State had a new coach. That was broken on Facebook Live on Soul of Detroit. We didn't know what the name was. And I'm very pleased at who they got. Not so happy about the cost, but...
Can we go back to the sewing circle? Who was talking about the sewing circle?
Jim Camprioni. He just said it because it's a phrase, meaning like...
Yeah. Basically, her friends.
Yeah, her friends.
I don't want to say
Sean
coffee
was
class
because
Sean might be listening, but...
I thought it might have been a little
Both of the hairs on his head stood up.
Oh, my God. This one is so sensitive.
It is very.
In his defense, I understand where that's coming from. I know how it's what its usage is, but I also understand it.
It's a little outdated.
It's a weird thing to say.
I've never heard that expression.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
He would have been safe to go
sewing circle?
Club. He should have done book club.
Julie has friends she texts with, and I call it her. I've always called it her sewing circle, and they said I was old for using that.
I agree with
or
my
Amish.
Wife.
Not because it's
yeah,
sexist,
it sounds a little 17th century.
Yeah, it's
very Pennsylvania Dutch.
Is it something that used to be
said
a lot?
Check your misogyny.
Yeah, sewing circle.
I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, was there really such thing as a sewing circle?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Did they sew in a circle?
Yes.
And they gossip. Like a book club.
Do people jerk off in a circle, too? Did that happen?
It's a sewing circle.
Oh, that's the male equivalent of the sewing circle.
I guess so.
Women have a sewing circle. Guys have circle jerks.
It's funny. The horrible thing about that term, CJ, is that whenever it comes up, I picture people in a circle, and I've never, ever known that there was such a thing. But apparently it happens. Is that what the Jacks do? San Francisco Jacks?
I like how you're feigning that you don't know anything about this.
No, I don't know anything about this.
Why are you looking at Mark when you ask? You haven't looked at any of the other guys. It seems Mark, is that an Ann Arbor thing? They're most likely
circle jerks?
Maybe
it's one of the cult things we do.
No,
the Archbishop.
I heard the San Francisco Jacks had a strange phone message.
Oh, yeah.
A phone message? Is there something going on with the San Francisco Jacks? Are they
moving? New one? I haven't called them in a while.
I think they're looking for a new location or there's something.
What happened to the power exchange?
Look what you did to us, Sean. This is all Sean Windsor's fault.
He would be horrified to hear us talking about it, too.
No, it's a progressive kind of thing, isn't it? The Jacks?
Circle jerk?
Yeah, no, the Jacks.
Oh.
We're a little more progressive and ahead of the curve here in San Francisco.
Let's find out what's in the Hall Financial Hotline for today, because I think we are going to open that up soon. Isn't there someone in the...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I missed my cue.
It was an exact cue.
His cue or my cue?
No, it was. I thought you both knew. I know. Aren't we calling somebody who was wearing a Make 50 Great Again hat?
Aye, that's
and was
right.
assaulted because someone thought it was a MAGA hat?
Exactly, yeah. Which the conversation with Trudy and I had before the show, we were really confused because we thought the guy looked like a little older than 50.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wait, that guy was turning 50, said he's an ex-cop, so he'd be retired.
It's a hard 50.
I didn't put it all together.
Was it Larry David?
MAGA.
No, it was not Larry.
Not Larry David. Okay.
I feel bad for this guy, though. He has a big cut under his eye. And
is the hat that bright red of a MAGA hat?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It looks just like a MAGA hat.
I was saying before the show, I don't think I'd wear a bright red hat.
No.
I just don't think there's any reason I would. No, because I would think someone would mistake it for MAGA
for that reason.
And get pissed.
Oh, that's rare. Okay. There he is.
Well, no, this has happened a few times. This isn't the first guy who's gotten a lot of shit for wearing a red hat.
I mean, I just think they're ugly hats anyway, the way they stand up really high.
Well, they're like 1970s hats. Yeah. I mean, just the cut of them. You haven't seen those since Bob Dole ran for president the first time.
Yeah, that hat's
back in '08.
That hat is awfully high on his head, isn't
it? That's what I mean.
Does he have a giant forehead?
I think they're all like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
We can't say make America great again because I already did that.
Well, no, wait.
Jesus.
He can actually pull his hat down on his head. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe this. Anyway, he's got a bloody face.
He's guilty of wearing it stupidly.
Hall Financial.
Like Elmer Fudd.
I hope he's not watching.
It does look a little fuddish, a little fuddesque. If you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage or you have lingering high interest credit card debt, then you should talk to Hall Financial about doing a refi where maybe they could roll it all into one ball. Or maybe there's some other things on your mind, like shortening the term, reducing the rate, eliminating PMI, taking cash out. Now's the time. Rates are still low. They've been low forever. And it won't last forever, so why not call Hall Financial or click the link on our website or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com and find out, can they save you some money? Because they've done it for a lot of people. 248-308-5000 for Hall Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 1467435. And, all right, ML, we'll see you at Clark Park. Who are the women's teams, by the way? Are they arch rivals?
It is a friendly rival. I think some of the women used to play with us, and they wanted to get more women on the teams, and we already had so many guys playing. We're like, well, we don't have any open spots. I said, well, we'll just do our own game, which is great because now they raise even more money for Clark Park.
Have you thought about having a rider that you won't play in a game unless there's 50% female participation? Like and non-binary. And non-binary.
Actually, I want to play in a game with all women, but they won't let me do that. But Ratai, who can't play because he's got some personal stuff he's dealing with, taking care of some relatives. But he's also, and this is not related to the death penalty case he's working on. Although, if he's got relatives like him, I'm sure one of them has committed a capital crime. But he's busy. That's the point. And so we've got these two teams. But this year we will have surpassed $100,000 in fundraising.
Really?
Which wouldn't have been possible if Mike hadn't tried to kill me in front of the federal courthouse.
If you give us money, then we'll, like, give it to other people or something.
So there's something to be said for unrestrained hostility.
That's
are you that ignorant?
That's a lot more than lemonade out of lemons. That's pretty damn good. Where's Clark Park, by the way? I don't think I asked.
It's in southwest Detroit. It's just off of I-75. It's on Clark Street between I-75 and Verner Highway, which is sort of the street that goes through the heart of Mexican Town. It's great. It's a great place year round. It's a huge park, and they have programs for kids all year, which we're trying to support. That's why we raise the money. And it's a place where, you know, we've met kids. And when I was at Fox 2, we did stories on kids who basically it was the place that kept them out of trouble. One kid, Sergio, always wanted to get into Cass Tech, which is the great high school in Detroit. He's now a student there. Another girl we talked about last year, Annie, was a participant in the photography program. Now she runs it and helps run the park, and she's going to college. So it's a place that really changes lives, and it's a great rink, man. The ice there is tremendous.
Yeah, I've seen shots from the game. It looks really nice. And so if you're on I-75, get off at?
Clark.
Here is how to get over here.
we'll put links on the post today, too.
Yeah, get some directions up there. All right, ML, thank you.
Sounds like a great one.
There's a new Soul of Detroit out there, so download it and give them a good listen. And we'll
get a bunch of your friends in a circle and download our podcast.
Do that too, and have
right in your face, have the, right, Mark?
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone download it.
Lots of vitamin E there. It's good for your skin. Oh, it'll tighten it up. If you can't afford Dr. Roach, there's the old Soul of Detroit listening party.
Circle, yeah.
Sweet.
Take those crow's feet right out.
Thank you very much.
Have a piece of cake.
5 seconds left. They're going to leave. Back to Murphy. Takes a shot.
Oh my God! It's not a sports podcast.
Oh, boy, that guy says we play 20 songs. 20 songs a day.
Ooh, 19 to go then.
Not going to be happy. I had a question, and I just lost it. My brain is not working this week. I think I'll tell you that...
You should eat cake, man.
I should eat some cake.
Remember.
So much sugar. The buzz is almost intense.
Jim Bentley might be here tomorrow. Did we get a response from Jim on...
He needs to get clearance from his boss, and he wanted you to call him.
Oh.
But I told him he just started, so he's
going
to go ask.
I'm in the middle of so much shit today. What's going on here? Jim Bentley is the new man at Zot Ford, and he is... Actually, things are moving well over there ever since we said if you buy or lease a vehicle from Zot Ford before March the 15th or by March the 15th, then you'll be coming to dinner with us at Mesa in Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th Street. And also, we have the signed T-shirts. I haven't signed them yet, but we've got plenty of time. So do not call Bentley if you want a Ford, a new Ford or a previously loved vehicle. Simply jump in the ride. Get to Zot Ford in Holly, where we guarantee Anthony Ketchum and maybe Jim Bentley will save you tons of cash while making the entire process simple, fun, fast, and easy. And, of course, if you're the first listener, well, no, everybody gets a T-shirt. We don't need that copy. Don't forget, at Zot Ford, you can lease brand-new cars, trucks, and SUVs around $100 a month or buy them with 0% financing. At up to $10,000 off sticker. So there you go. Zot Ford and Holly, Jim Bentley, March the 15th. Have dinner with us. You can buy pre-loved cars, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Dr. Roche doing some busy business.
Yes, they are.
Valentine's Day.
Ready
for the warm weather. People want to look good.
Right. And you want to be tight and taut. That's where you go to get it. Liposuction surgery. They have two areas liposuction. Get one area free at Dr. Roche's office, and that's for your, you know, legs, your flanks, your belly, all the, you know, like spots where you get cellulite. Also, they have breast surgery specials, $500 off for breast augmentation.
Like my body.
And much, much more. In fact, you can get a certificate, a gift certificate, if you want to go there. You know, if you're thinking, okay, like I'd like to help somebody out with some of these procedures, but how do I do it? Do I drag them in there? All you got to do is go in and get a gift certificate for a free microdermabrasion treatment, $100 value when you purchase a gift at Dr. Roche's office. And any of these other procedures, then you can sort of go online at droche.com. And check it out.
I gotta say, that was a slick maneuver silencing your phone because it was not that loud.
Slapped.
And if it wasn't for Brandon playing that, no one would have known.
I know. I turned it down earlier. I don't know what happened.
Who is calling you, Trudy?
Well, that I have no idea. Those are one
Spam.
Of those a-holes. Yeah.
These nuts!
Anyway, call Dr. Roche.
We're still in Dr. Roche.
4833-1110.
Jeez. Yeah, I love Dr. Roche.
Yeah.
D-R-O-C-H-E. Thanks to Joe's Produce, by the way. Is that German chocolate cake they brought?
That is German chocolate cake. That is the best cake I've ever eaten.
Joe's Produce in Livonia, the catering department, brought over all this great food. It's so good.
Yeah, Laura.
I went upstairs to grab something, and I noticed that ML was still here. Because he was eating cake.
He doesn't have anywhere to be.
No, I don't blame him.
I feel like he's more busy since he left Fox 2.
Well, he's as late as he ever was.
He's got reasons for being late.
I would never think he'd be late for anything. He seems like
right now, Albert.
He's so prompt.
The only guy I know who's later to things than I am. It's great. Love it.
He and Charlie are fascinating because they both do the same type of work. They're both very good at it. They both take great pride in their work. And I find them, they surprise me all the time. Like the lateness thing, I would think Charlie would be the late one. Charlie's very prompt.
Mm. Yeah.
Not that everything turns up all Charlie when you compare the two of them, but just saying in that department, that I'm completely baffled by that.
I know.
What I'd predict.
But it's not because he's lazy or not.
No,
in a hurry
he's
or
too busy.
He's just doing talking to other people and doing stuff.
Okay, so our buddy's name, the Make 50 Great guy, is who?
His name is Daniel.
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 Ooh, that's two songs, Matt Farley.
I know, 18 to go.
Put on
He should be happy I didn't play his cake song because you moved off the topic too fast.
I told you once, I'm not going to tell you again. Put on a stupid hat. You're a terrible person if you disobey me. Put on your hat.
Weird time.
I don't know what you about the story, but is this Daniel?
Yes.
Daniel, it's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. I know you talked to Mark earlier about the Make 50 Great Again assault. And first of all, how are you? Are you okay now? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, it's still a little sore, but, you know, getting better every day.
Did the guy get arrested that assaulted you?
I wasn't a guy.
What?
It was a lady. It was a lady.
Well, that's equality.
And wow, this story is getting more interesting every second.
Not only that, it was a lady in the South.
Yeah, in Nashville. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever expect that?
Yeah, in the South.
No, I never expected it. Never.
Because, you know, it's funny. After I heard the story, I thought, you know what? I don't think I'd wear that hat because I've heard of multiple stories of people wearing a MAGA hat who were assaulted or yelled at or somebody took the hat, ripped the hat off. And it just seems like, you know, and that's stupid because you can wear any hat you want to wear. I just figure that I wouldn't want that possibility. I think I'd be nervous, which is silly. But anyway, did you think this could happen? Did you have any idea?
Well, I mean, the hat didn't say MAGA. The hat was Make 50 Great Again. It was my 50th birthday.
And the assumption is that most people would know the difference. And I totally get it. I'm not blaming you at all for this.
Well, you did say, though, that throughout the night you got looks and people would either be like, yay, you know, because they like Trump, or they would just go boo or give you mean looks because they didn't.
Yeah.
As they got close and they actually read the hat, then they changed their view and said happy birthday.
Of course, because they're not idiots like this person that hit you. Was she coming at you from behind?
Yes, she came at me from behind. I don't believe I saw her at all in the bar before.
Oh.
And I was in the middle of a conversation with somebody, and she grabbed me by the shoulder and, like, spun me around. I just thought it was one of my buddies, like, hey, look at this or whatever. So I finished what I was saying. My body was turning, and I was just looking at who I was talking to. And as I was turning my head to, you know, catch up to my body, I got just cracked in the head. Jeez. In the face.
Wow. Did she say anything? Like,
not before that, but then when she had the hat in her hand, she just started yelling, how dare you, how dare you.
He dry-gulched you?
How dare you.
At what point did she realize she'd made a ridiculous error and she'd assaulted someone?
I don't think she realized it at all, at least at that moment. I mean, she might realize it now, but she didn't at that moment because, you know, the bouncers got in really quick, separated me, separated her. And they took me to the back of the bar, took her to the front of the bar, and she disappeared then. And I said, I'm pressing charges. You know, I'm obviously bleeding. Like, she opened me up and everything. She had to have something in her hand, whether it was a big ring or it was a set of keys, or she had, like, weight in the hand or something, because, I mean, it was a solid punch. And the way it cut, it wasn't something punctured, you know, so it would have had to been something with severe force behind it, or it had to be a key or a big ring.
Daniel, you sound like a detective.
Well, I'm a retired police officer.
I know.
So.
Daniel, is there video of this happening?
There is, but right now that's all of the bar.
Okay.
So, you know, the detectives are doing the investigation right now, and they're going to be pulling the tape and stuff.
I think I did find it online. Someone must have leaked it. Here it is.
How dare you?
Well, that sounds like
is that
it.
Actual audio? Is it? Or is that another?
A little more repetitive.
Now, now, this is very important to the story. What did she look like?
I honestly didn't get a great look at her. I grabbed the hand. I was taking, like, you know, like going with the punch, to, you know, absorbing it. And then by that point, the bouncers were between. So I, you know, I didn't get the best description. You know, the description that my wife got was that, you know, she was around maybe about 5'4", 5'6", brunette, Caucasian, maybe later 30s. Early 40s, maybe.
Weight?
She said probably around 140.
Bra size.
That I didn't get there, and it was my 50th birthday. I wanted to enjoy the rest of the weekend. You know?
Hey, I just thought of something. If she hadn't had something in her hand, or, you know, the punch, maybe you just deflected it, or, you know, what, for whatever reason, she didn't really get you with that punch. Do you think you would have hit her back?
Nah.
No? Okay. Because I was thinking, you know, if you hadn't been actually hurt, because I can see how bloody your face was and all that. If you hadn't been hurt and you had hit her back, which a lot of people did or do, I bet you'd be the asshole.
Oh, I would absolutely come out as the asshole. But I would never, you know, I would never even think about it, you know?
In fact, that part's actually caught on the, on the tape, too.
Don't tell me we have audio
of
that.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
Is that Daniel?
Hi, Mark.
Is that Daniel?
Yeah.
Hi.
Wow. Where are we getting all this audio? This is
it just
amazing.
Leaked online.
Daniel, have you heard from the White House yet? Have they invited you to come meet the president?
No, not yet.
That's going to happen, though, right? And I know you're a Trump fan, so, I mean, you'd gladly accept.
Am.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, now, do people ever seem to alter their reaction when you say you're a Trump fan?
No, not really. No. I mean, when I do say it, it's, you know, it's not that I'm, you know, going to an Antifa conference. And,
that's right.
So, I do get where with people, how could you with him? And, I lay out facts and they stick to one word answers and repeat.
Thank you.
So are you openly a Trump guy? Because a lot of people like Trump don't even say they like Trump. Do you post things on Facebook and that sort of thing?
I don't posting signs and all that all the time. But if there's something there, I support him 100%. I don't hide it. You know, nobody will accuse me of not being a supporter of him.
Well, it's a rotten story, and you know, if it had been a MAGA hat, it wouldn't matter. You can wear a MAGA hat. I'm fascinated by the amount of people who seem to think that it's okay to do something to someone wearing a MAGA. I just think that's ridiculous. I mean, I understand. I don't know.
She's a grown woman, and a red hat triggers her off. That's stressful to her. So, like, what is she going to do in real life when a real decision hits her? You know, like, you know, she has to actually pick a color of a car, or she has to actually decide, you know, should she actually do what the boss told her and stuff. Or even on a serious note, she gets married, she has kids, and one of her children, you know, have special needs. You know, I have four kids. Three kids were, you know, perfectly healthy and everything else. The fourth kid, my wife got a phone call when I wasn't home saying, listen, the results came back. Positive. Your son's got Down syndrome. Come in. We're going to terminate on Friday. So I, you know, we changed doctors. We had a beautiful son. He's healthy, happy. He's a joy of our life. And me and my buddy, who's also a police officer who has a child with cerebral palsy, we went on his dream of starting the foundation to support and help families with special needs. And we took the ball and ran. We didn't take, you know, controversy or you know, a bump in the road.
Plug the foundation.
These people.
What's the foundation?
The foundation is NYPD with arms wide open. And we help offset, you know, costs of therapies that insurance companies won't pay for, medications that they won't pay for, purchasing wheelchairs because the child's not due, different prosthetics because, like, you know, if a child gets a prosthetic at a certain age, they won't give them a movable kneecap because they think it's cosmetic. But yet then later on his hip and his, you know, everything else out of whack because his gait is gone. So, you know, but, you know, I could have sat there and, you know, cried or go around punching people. What the hell is that going
to
do?
Make sure you plug it when you get to the White House.
Oh, I will.
Daniel, I'm so sorry about what happened.
Right?
And, yeah,
stupid,
great cause.
Stupid story. But, yeah, you're getting the word out, though.
Yeah,
so that's
appreciate
good.
Your time, and hope you recover nicely. It sounds like everything's going to be okay, and sorry for what happened anyway.
Yes, and thank you for, you know, shedding light on it and putting a little humor into it as well. Because we all so can't dumb. Be serious about everything in life, right?
No, I agree. Hi. No, I appreciate your handling it well, too. Thank you, Daniel.
I Googled you before I got on.
Oh, good. Yeah, enjoy the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
thanks so much.
Thank
good luck
you.
To
thank
you.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. NYPD with arms wide open. Yeah. You supposed to use this song?
I should.
Scott Stapp, shirtless.
My mouth's wide open. Oh boy, I was gonna say, it sounds like that the woman has... I remember when Trump was first elected, and people said,
young people all have Trump derangement syndrome. And I
generally hate labels. But I swear, it does seem like people... Trump has deranged a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they just...
I do wonder, this is at a bar, I wonder how hammered this lady
was. That's true. Yeah, I don't know what's...
She could even read the hat.
Well, the thing is a lot of people have taken this MAGA hat and they've spun it into their own. For example, when we went to the Prophets of Rage concert, I saw tons of people wearing the MAGA hat, but it said,
ironically,
Make America Rage Again. It was Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, I don't think I'd choose a red hat in that message. I don't know. I mean, Rage Against the Machine, they certainly don't support Trump, do they, or do they?
No, they don't.
That's what I mean. Somebody is going to get that wrong.
Yeah.
People are just insane right now. Like this Jim Carrey thing, he made a joke. It's such an obvious joke. The woman said,
Did you watch the interview?
I think, didn't we watch
to
it
me,
yesterday?
That wasn't even the worst part of the interview. It was the answer to the next question and how serious he got. It's so deep.
What was the next question?
You want me to play it? I got to find it for you. But it was one of those things where you're just rolling your eyes like, okay, Jim.
Well, she said, have you fulfilled everything in your bucket list? He goes, everything but this, and are you, or whatever. And
yeah.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people just want to go cancel him or something. And honestly, the other one was the Margot Kidder thing where he said, I'm surprised.
Margot Kidder
is dead, yes.
I think he'd be making fun of her, right?
Margot Robbie.
Yes.
Why is Margot spelled Margot?
I don't know.
French.
Anyway, he made some joke about, and you got this role in spite of your physical, your terrible physical imperfections or something. Yeah, he was just joking about the fact that she is gorgeous. She laughed. And people just want to, hang him for this.
Suggested a disguise. And they gave me a mustache and some glasses.
Now, I would like to point out he's promoting the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Yes.
Right.
And this is a junket. I was reading a piece that was like, this poor lady, she clearly doesn't get paid enough to do this. I'm like, wait a sec. He doesn't want to be doing this junket shit either, doing interview after interview after interview. No one's making her do this. I mean, it's her job.
Hey, if I could get Jim Carrey on, I'd be so excited.
Sorry.
You made a joke that was a little off color, maybe, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I'd still be delighted to have him on.
People started shouting, nice mustache, Jim. And stuff like that did not work. There's something about the posture. I don't know what it is. People recognize me from behind, so it's very strange.
So are you kind of used to it now then? Because you said at the beginning of your career.
Yeah, I really...
Well, listen to this part. This
it's been a long trip.
This will make you roll your eyes.
Get to a place where you not only appreciate the fact that there's a lot of people who love you, but... You look at them coming up and saying hello or asking for a selfie or whatever not something that is being taken away from you, but something that's being given to you. And I have a lot of fun with people, and I ask them, well, I don't know. What's your Instagram following? I mean, is there something in this for me?
Good one. That kind of
thing.
So,
and in the film, Sonic has a bucket list. And I was wondering, after all you've done in your career and in your life, is there anything still left on your bucket list?
Just you.
Wow.
That's it. It's all done now.
I don't know what to say to that.
Just own it.
Okay, I'm owning it now. And bucket list. What's been your best bucket list moment in your life when you look back at something you always wanted to achieve and you did
good
it?
One.
Wow, I can't believe
oh,
it.
This is
there's
the
so many things. Honest to God, they just keep coming. I asked early on for a lot, I made myself a $10 million check for services that would one day be rendered.
Okay. And, I've heard this a million times.
And,
whatever.
I asked to do.
See, this is the worst part of the interview.
His Stanley Lumet story?
New generations
yes.
Sidney Lumet.
Sidney Stanley.
And, I just am constantly pinching myself. I'm black and blue.
The $10 million check, by the way, that reminds me of, what's Amway called now? It's still called, isn't it have a new name?
Consolidated Products?
Network Marketing. Different things. It's called different
I knew these people that...
Confederated Products.
Got sucked into Amway. when Amway was Amway. And I know I've told the story about the friendship I lost when somebody made me go to an Amway meeting and said, I just need something. It's really important. Well, what is it? I can't tell you. And I said, is it Amway? I swear to God. I said, is it Amway? And they said, no, it's nothing like that. And I was like, oh, God, this is so weird. And then I go to the meeting, and it's Amway. It's a slideshow. This doctor is talking about how he, a surgeon, I think, that, you know, I didn't really have much time. I did Amway 8 to 10 hours a week. Next thing I was making so much money in Amway, I gave up my practice.
Wow.
And he had this big house in Hawaii, and it had slides of the pool and the house and all that stuff. Anyway, I knew somebody else. It sounds like I'm surrounded by Amway people. I'm really not. This couple got into Amway. First, she got into it, and then he got into it. And they were kind of, it was kind of cultish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And
they tried to get me.
So
it could have been me.
they tried to get everybody. Has anybody in here not been approached by someone about Amway?
Like that could have been me.
No.
Have you ever been approached?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Suze is not.
Anyway, I went over to someone's house. It was their house. And he said, you want to go run an errand with me? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I think we stopped for something.
Wait, you said, yeah, sure?
I said, yeah, sure. It was a Saturday. We're just
a different Drew.
It was a putzing around thing. I think we're going to watch a football game.
Oh, okay. So you wanted to, you wanted
so
to do something.
I thought he was picking up chips or beer or something. And we stopped at a BMW dealership. And he wanted to drive a BMW because in Amway, they teach you that, you know, you should make out a $10 million check to yourself. Test drive a BMW, you know, to...
To know what it's like.
To make your dream, you know, to put your dream out there and to suggest that you have any business test driving a BMW. He couldn't afford a BMW, but this is what Amway had taught him. So anyway,
God.
I was like,
stupid.
Why the fuck did... And then he explained it. Oh, boy. Whatever.
How dumb.
Such a waste of time. If only we could get all those moments back. You know?
I know. Oh, I wouldn't have the
wasted
story.
Wasted doing stuff like that.
Some weird stuff goes on in this world.
You know what I found really interesting is that they always have to trick you to come to a party.
No, what is
trick you?
You got to wonder about a company or a philosophy that involves it's so unflattering and so the connotations are so horrific that you have to lie to people to tell them about it.
Yeah.
I mean, something's wrong.
So do people just know to do that? Or does the company say, okay, now you have to lie to everybody. Can't really tell anybody
what it is.
That's
a good question. I think it's sort of like Scientology. No one outside of the circle really exactly knows. And people who are no longer with Amway are too embarrassed to tell you, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep, yeah. I agree.
All right. So among other things today... I was reading about and looking at pictures of Jeff Bezos' house.
Yeah.
$65 million house. He and Lauren. I'm so happy for him and Lauren.
Me too.
I know. They finally found love.
Who did live there? Is it Warner Brothers or Mr. Warner or something?
Oh,
or,
really?
Or Warner Brothers head or Warner Brothers president or some big shot.
Maybe Kurt Warner? I don't know.
I don't think Kurt lived there.
It was David Geffen.
Oh, that's right. David Geffen. And I think... I think the sound of Bezos getting off is actually the sound he made at the closing. That's Jeff and Lauren at the closing.
God, I'm going to freaking explode inside you. I'm going to spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
Talking to the ink and the pen.
I'm going to fill you up. Fill you up.
Just let me do this.
Imagine how much that's going to echo in that giant house.
The Matt Farley guy is so mad right now. We're doing all the things he hates today.
Oh, is this his second hit?
You know what's funny? People, and tons of people, love the Bezos drop.
Yeah.
There's a few who really hate it. I mean, it just ruins their lives.
Really?
But everyone calls it the Bezos drop. Everyone really refers to it like it's Jeff Bezos. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
What Matt Farley song is this?
Clean the House.
It's got 22,000 songs. There is a, he didn't have a Louis Anderson song. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
But anyway, Bezos
17
buys,
to go.
Bezos buys the $165 million home, and you know we're all so happy for him. By the way, it's the most expensive home bought in L.A. County ever. It passed Wait. The most recent was $150 million for the Clampett House.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait, what about Goris? I thought Tom Goris had the most expensive house.
You know, and I liked his house better than both of these houses.
I agree. That's a badass. That's the one I wanted to see how long I could hide in it before he found that I was in the house. It's like 16,000 square feet.
You could probably do that.
Oh, easily.
You?
He would never know I was there.
But, you know, they were doing the jokes at the Oscars about Bezos that the guy gets divorced and he's still the richest guy in the world, which I thought was a great joke.
Yeah.
And it does demonstrate how outrageously rich he is. But then this week, the story comes out that, you know, Amazon made another, what, $13 billion, and they paid 1% in, was it 1% or point?
Yeah.
1.6% in taxes. And I don't know why, that just really grinds me.
Well, we
it's
were
like,
watching.
What the fuck?
Is that you that was down here, Trudy? And there's some lady on some talking head on CNN or CNBC.
Oh, right, yeah.
A rep, and she was bitching about that. And I said, wait a sec.
He's no, I'm not bitching at him. I'm not mad at Jeff Bezos because he's doing what anyone would do.
That's what I said to Trudy. I go, why is this lady complaining about it when she's the one who can start a bill to change the federal law?
Well, what I was going to say
was,
that's
what it's about. It's the federal law that lets them skip all paying all the taxes.
And why? And I'm not going to blame any one specific person for this because they all agree to whatever the tax code is has been, you know, somehow it's green.
Yeah.
And of course, we know that there's all kinds of wealthy, wealthy, wealthy people and corporations that are lobbying for this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that. And it's not that anyone doesn't think that Jeff Bezos should pay at least, you know, some bare minimum of, 5%. We can't ask a company to pay at least 5% no matter what the taxes and tax law and tax code says. Some absolute bare minimum. I mean, how can there not be some bare minimum they pay? Isn't that crazy?
Insane.
I don't care how many losses he's carrying forward. There should still be, when you make $13 billion, there should be some bare minimum. And yet, nobody's talking, you know, in the campaign, nobody's talking about it. Bernie's talked about it. But it's really not a big issue.
How long has that gone on, though? GE used to do it, and that was, what, 10, 20 years ago?
What did he personally pay?
Jeff Bezos? You know, that's a great question. I don't know.
I don't know, but Bernie was pissed off. He just fired off a tweet today or last night that was, you know, Bezos made $15 million in 15 minutes. Not fair.
Bernie says we have a rigged economy. I don't agree that it's a rigged economy, but I do agree that the tax code is fucked. And every time it gets redone, they never get that part right. Because these guys, you know, a lot of times I remember Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and it made me mad when they said, people making $250,000 don't pay their fair share. And the fact is, people making $250,000, they do pay their fair share because they'll pay, what, 35%, 37,
yeah.
31? I mean,
30, 37, yeah.
They're not going to have the kind of things you can write off like
right.
these guys do.
The guys
making, you know, $100 million that aren't paying their fair share.
Why not add a new tax bracket?
I don't know. And I'm not
for people that make over $5 million.
Crazy about overtaxing anyone. So we know that most people that make a lot of money, because they pay on
capital
every
gains.
Dollar and they pay on capital gains, that they're going to pay somewhere. So it's not like I want to charge them 80%, but isn't there some minimum, absolute minimum they can make? 10%? Is that too much to ask? Nobody else pays less than 10%.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what he personally pays. That's the question.
I don't either, but his company, they don't pay people
that's
that
why
well.
That's why Bernie's tweet is a little misleading, because he's talking about the value he has in stock.
Not crazy Bernie.
You know, I don't know what he cashes in to pay capital gain. I doubt he takes a salary from Amazon.
I don't even want to get into the deep details.
Oh, I know,
I just want to make it real simple. That you pay
about
at least this motherfucker. If you make $100 million, you pay $10 million in taxes.
Are you
That's
talking
10%.
About him or are you talking about Amazon?
I'm talking about Amazon, actually. Yes. That would be a corporate tax.
Exactly.
Corporate. Okay, some bare minimum for corporations that make money.
Yeah. Well,
on their profits.
That was supposed
on their revenues.
That was supposed to happen.
And the same should hold true for a person. Donald Trump, Jeff Bezos, Mike Bloomberg, whoever it is, they should pay a minimum percentage. Because we do. We never pay less than 20% or 30%.
What if they don't make any income that year?
Well,
You laugh because you know this is the trick around.
Laughing because I know there's always some little trick in the tax code that works in their favor.
Well, you know,
that somebody snuck in there.
You know, Biden wants to change capital gains to make an income, which I think is a terrible, terrible idea.
Well, I don't know why.
Just to add it to your income.
Good luck with that.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. I suppose a lot of people would probably go along with it because generally when you talk about raising taxes on wealthier people, it's always like, yeah. And I sound like I feel the same way. I'm just saying people paying nothing, corporations paying nothing, making all this money. They're the biggest company in the world, aren't they? Isn't Amazon have the most revenues in the world?
I think so.
Well, we know they're close anyway. Oh, yeah. Couldn't they pay something reasonable?
Not unless anybody's going to make them.
And it's not their fault. I'm not pissing on them, but anyway.
I think isn't the loophole that they reinvest it all? Isn't that kind of the loop? That's how they
part
get
of it. You know, I don't even want to try and pretend I understand how in the world someone pays no taxes when they make that much money. But frustrating.
Hey, did you guys see Rebecca Black?
Yeah, man, she looks good.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
What's going on with Rebecca Black? What did I miss?
It's been 9 years since Friday.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Not to be outdone by the follow-up.
Oh my God, I love this song.
Saturday?
Saturday.
Well, it was a catchy song. I'll give her that.
Here you go. Here's the story.
She struck a nerve.
There's a picture of her in there, too.
Talking about how much she suffered because of Friday.
She suffered so much she made Saturday.
Yes.
Nobody.
Okay. What is she, when she says backlash, what does she mean?
People laughed at her.
Yeah. Told her to kill herself.
What was this? It was an annoying song. And now that everybody has a voice, if you do something that annoys a certain amount of people, you're just going to get that. She couldn't enjoy the money. She didn't make money off it,
no,
didn't she?
No, she was 14, 15 at the time, and she just says she wasn't prepared for all the hate that came at her. And so now she's releasing a new album.
Oh, I see. So this is a way to talk about the new... Here's
a cut from the new album.
Girl that I love was out at some crazy party, hooking up with tons of guys. Uh-oh, I was so lonely last Friday night.
Oh, different version, more adult version of Friday.
Sitting home alone.
Boy, she looks hot in this picture.
She looks great.
She looks amazing.
Here's another track.
I was tired of wearing all my best clothes every day. When I went to my job, boy, was I really...
Okay, let's. How many is that? Let's not try to play 20 songs.
14 to go.
14.
No. For Valentine's Day, I was going through lists of the best love songs, best rock and roll love songs, and then I had to edit some songs out because they were calling stuff like Chicago.
Oh.
If you leave me now.
Oh, that song sucks.
Get out of here. That's not a rock song.
Yeah, it sucks.
So anyway, some of the best ones I took from the list were Tom Petty, Here Comes My Girl, What You Walk. Is The Waiting is a love song, isn't it? The Waiting? The Waiting is the hardest part?
Don't really know.
Sort of.
Yes.
It's funny, some of these songs I went, oh, that's a love song? I don't look at the lyrics. And I go, oh, wow, that is a love song. I didn't know that.
Really?
I don't listen to the lyrics very carefully. In Your Eyes, Peter Gabriel. And they had...
What about Love Song by The Cure? Isn't that The Cure that did that?
Yeah. I'd say it's... they picked Heaven. And the reason I got different songs than you normally see in these lists was I saw a list where they had the best love song by every band. So then you get into, you know, some different bands instead of the same...
Nine Inch Nails has one?
Oh,
Nine Inch Nails wasn't on the list.
Oh, I bet.
Closer. Yeah, Closer.
Closer.
Closer's a love song. I mean, it's... Right?
Right.
Pearl Jam, you know what's interesting? In the little part I read about Pearl Jam, Eddie said, Pearl Jam doesn't have many love songs, as I would call them, but he says Just Breathe is the closest to a big love song.
One of the best songs of theirs.
They had Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home, God Only Knows, The Beach Boys, Layla and Something, both about Patty Harrison, by the way.
But that Layla wasn't a love song, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a love song to Patty Harrison.
Oh, wait a minute. What's
he called her Layla because she was married to George.
That's right. You Look Wonderful Tonight is a hate song.
You Look Wonderful Tonight. It's a hate song?
Yeah, he was being sarcastic. You Look Wonderful Tonight because he's trying to get her to hurry it up so they could get going.
We did a parody of that. I hope I don't get canceled. It was, say, my darling, you've got too much cellulite. It was pretty good. Your song, Elton John, Wild Horses by the Stones. That's such a great song. Some good covers of that, too. I Walked the Line, Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was a love song. But then as I was reading about it, they mentioned it. It was to his first wife. And by the way, he met June Carter that year and started banging her. So he didn't walk the line.
He so did not walk the
didn't
line.
Didn't work.
No. Led Zeppelin, Thank You, which a lot of people mention. Thank You.
That was the song I danced to at my wedding.
It's a great song.
Yeah, Kristen and I danced to that one.
Aw.
And I was pleased to see I'm going to crawl on there from In Through the Outdoor, because it's not such a great, it's not a well-known song, but I think it's a great song. If You Want My Love by Cheap Trick. The Cure, Just Like Heaven was the song they put down. Light My Fire by The Doors. Dylan, I Want You. Foo Fighters, Everlong.
Yeah, great.
Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You. I laugh when I saw Foreigner on the list, but people like Foreigner. Let's see. Baby, I Love Your Way, Peter Frampton. GNR, Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah.
Which was a poem for Aaron Everly.
Yeah, that didn't end very well, though.
No, it didn't. Slash called it sappy, by the way. When he first brought it up. And Duff thought it was kind of a joke.
I take Slash's interpretation.
McCartney, Maybe I'm Amazed.
How about this one?
Oh, Forever Love! They didn't put this on there.
Forever love is so hard to find. It always seems to
I wonder if he's doing his usual Valentine's Day show at the Vermont Teddy Bear Factory that he always
That's does. Right.
It's always on my mind.
I gotta look that up.
You Really Got Me by the Kinks, which to me, that's the birth of punk rock and garage rock. That song, that nasty sounding guitar. And I can never tell when the song starts. I can't tell if I'm listening to All Day and All the Night or You Really Got Me.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell from the intro, you immediately know which one it is? Because I always think it's either one or the other, and okay. I don't know.
Okay, maybe somebody should play the intro. Not, I won't look to see what they're playing and see if I can tell.
House of Cards, Radiohead.
Mm. Oh, great song.
The Who, Love Rain or Me, and they mentioned Let My Love Open the Door, Peter Townsend.
Rain Over Me. Rain Or Me.
Rain Or Me.
Or Me.
Whitesnake, here we go again.
That's a love song?
I don't know. It was in the breakup songs, too.
It's a breakup song.
That was my class song.
Was it really?
No, it was all about love. I thought we were like, hey, man, here I go. I'm out of high school.
Yeah!
Here I go! On my own!
You know, high school prom songs would be a hilarious category, too.
Oh, yeah.
Stairway to Heaven was a big prom song at one time.
Yeah, and that's...
Why?
Yeah, that's
Why?
Not the right song.
No.
Stairway to Heaven?
I didn't think so. Modern English, Melt With You. Hey, if you're going to melt with somebody, it's got to be a good love song. You Two, All I Want Is You.
It's my wedding song.
Great song. It is a great song. Bob Seger, We've Got Tonight. He was on the list, and I just was so bummed. Styx, Babe.
Soft.
Are You Speedwagon? Keep On Loving You.
Soft.
They also had on the breakup list, Time For Me To Fly.
Both those bands,
that's a Mike Clark song.
Both of those bands? From Chicago.
I know. And they tour together sometimes. Talking Heads, This Must Be The Place. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Pride and Joy.
Yeah.
George Harrison, If Not For You. Metallica, Nothing Else Matters.
Really? It's a love song?
Yeah, I really
can't never tell.
I didn't know either. I honestly don't know. Stevie Nicks, it's funny because they had this. The song is called Rooms on Fire. And I'm going, Rooms on Fire. I remember reading about that in her book. And it's when I realized that anyone in her orbit becomes her paramour because she rented a castle to record an album. And the producer was Rupert Hine. And she fell in love with him immediately because he was in her orbit all the time. And she, the song is about She felt anytime he entered the room was on fire.
Oh, wow.
So anyone in her orbit is on, it just make the room go on fire.
What's he look like?
He's not that hot, Trudy. That's what. That's why the orbit theory started. And he was married, too. And he dumped her.
Right here, Trudy.
Looks like Ted Danson.
Not that hot.
Ah, he looks like Roger Stone.
Yeah, oh, Roger Stone crossed with Ted Danson. You don't see a little dancing?
Yeah, I see Danson,
I do.
Too.
See, that's not when she fell in love with him. Let's, can we see a picture when he's in her orbit?
Right there, here. Yeah.
Can you blow it up a little bit? I can't hardly see that. See, I wouldn't think. I wouldn't even think if he was in her orbit all the time, she'd fall for that guy. But she did.
Yeah.
And then breakup songs, Angie by the Stones.
Yeah, you missed a, there's a great love song missing there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a million this love songs.
Oh, why isn't that playing?
That was listed. I actually ignored it.
Why? You don't like the song?
Not particularly.
Oh, it's such a cool song.
Although Badfinger wrote it. I love Badfinger.
This song here, this one was trending.
This is a great song.
This is a new love song that was trending this week on social media.
And I just know it. I can feel it. Yo, they're having sex. And
you didn't see this one?
No.
I did not. It's a new hit.
Answer.
Some white guy with a keyboard. It looks like he's at a coffee shop.
Let me in. I'm trying to fuck. Let me in. I'm trying to fuck.
People like it. They're clapping along.
Let me in. I'm trying to fuck now.
Good song.
The waitress is just walking by like it's no big deal.
You gotta let me have it.
Kind of a good voice.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not bad.
Mark Rebella, he's all over. He's a famous DJ.
That's going to be a hit. I think that's the number one hit right there. What It Takes by Aerosmith. Love Will Tear Us Apart. That song is so huge. Everywhere but here. Huh. I don't know why. I guess Joy Division is not big here, are they?
Yeah, maybe.
No, that's Love Will Keep Us Together.
Oh.
That should be on the love songs. Heart of the Matter, Don Henley. Joni Mitchell, A Case of You. Hmm. Interesting title. Springsteen, I'm Going Down, Down. Love Hurts by Nazareth. Go Your Own Way, Fleetwood Mac. You Ought to Know, Alanis. November Rain. Yeah. I didn't know November Rain was I didn't even know.
No, I didn't.
I had no idea.
Weren't they getting married in the music video?
Yeah.
Were they?
I thought so.
Was it Stephanie Seymour?
Well, it's breakup song.
Maybe she was.
But they break up at the end of it.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, maybe they're leaving the altar
in the cold November rain.
Pictures of You by The Cure. That's a great song. You Two With or Without You. I didn't know that was a breakup song.
It's both, isn't it?
I don't know. Rolling in the Deep.
I'm so
Rolling in the Deep is a great song. Tangerine by Led Zeppelin. Also, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You.
They're missing the best breakup song of all time.
Peace of My Heart.
Nope, this one.
Bring It On the Heartache. Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
Nope, keep going. Still not there.
Don't Go Away. Oh, yeah.
It's a huge hit.
CeeLo.
I like that song.
It's a great song.
What happened to CeeLo? He's not on the TV show anymore.
Yeah.
Where is he? Is he canceled?
Wasn't he Me Too'd?
I think he was.
Was he allegedly drugging someone?
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sorry.
Thank God we had the song
fair.
Star.
Oh, Atari. Oh, he's Gnarls Barkley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
And Goody Mob.
Yeah. Oh.
It's Soul we got food. some really, God, these are funny. Brandon was playing these public freakouts.
Well, so last
subreddit,
week,
right?
Yeah. So last week, what you did was sent me just a random video that somebody sent you. I don't know which one it was, and it linked to Reddit, where you know I'm on Reddit all the time. You pick and choose the subreddits that you like, and you can really customize it and make it kind of fun. Well, I never had joined the public freakout subreddit. So I clicked on it, and I had a ball for like 2 hours just going through this subreddit. It's basically what it sounds like. It's people freaking out in public, everybody filming other people with their cell phones. So it's a lot of fights. It's a lot of arguments. And, you know, this is also the kind of thing that you'd probably see Barbecue Becky on or something like that. But today, for example, I just opened it up, and there was just a whole slew of fun videos to watch. That's a public freakout on Reddit. Like, here's this one. This was the first one that's on the page right now. There's a cop trying to pull over a woman. She's a little crazy, and she's trying to use the force, like push him with hand in a way.
Oh, yeah,
she's
weird.
No Jedi.
And eventually the cop just, he's not having it. So hold on, let me find that.
Wouldn't you hope that the cop...
But she's freaking him out.
It's working. The force is working.
And there's the taser.
He's flipping out.
The taser works better.
Yeah, the taser put that... That force went down real fast.
You got to admit, though, the force worked for a good 10 yards or so.
And the one right underneath it, this one's funny, too. This is a porn star. Her name is Bella. Hold on. I should know her name.
How'd you recognize her?
I read in the comments because I noticed that her name is Bella Reese. She is a porn star. You can look her up. She has pretty good content. And she's in a fight with some dude over some car keys, I think. I don't know. They're in a parking lot of a gas station, and listen to this chick. She's a little nuts.
Shit. I don't care. You put me on.
Boom.
Ooh.
Huge left hook.
Oh, wow.
Huge boobs, too.
I don't care. Put me on World Star. I'm already famous on World Star.
I got you.
Put me on World Star. Little bitch wants to fucking flirt with a bitch who's scooping macaroni and cheese. He's going to get macaroni.
Tell the camera what he did. Tell the camera what he did.
I'm the shit. Ain't no bitch hotter than me. Ain't no bitch more paid than me. Fuck all you fucking bitches.
Therefore.
Fuck all you bitches. Ain't nobody got $10,000 tits like me. $10,000 on my tits, bitch.
Why does he pan down?
Oh my God, he left me.
That's right. Oh my God, he left me. And then the guy drives away and she goes running after the car.
So why was she hitting? Why was she striking? Is that the person she was hitting?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I have
that was a
no
black chick, wasn't it?
No, she's white.
That was no. The person she was hitting.
That was a black dude.
That was a dude.
Yeah. A big dude. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Ooh. That's a big.
He's laughing too after that slap.
Whoa, man.
What is she trying to get from him?
The keys, maybe. I don't know. But this has just been It's a fun little subreddit to go through.
Did you see the one Channel 7 had the other day where the road rage on Big Beaver and the guy ran over the dude's ankle?
Yeah, and just drove away.
What the hell, man?
It was two guys, 56 and 64 years old, in a road rage.
Exactly. What you guys say?
Fuck.
So this one here, this is just like the fourth video down. I believe it's UVA. Is that Virginia?
Yes.
Yeah. So Virginia has a new multicultural student center, the MSC.
Of course they do.
I don't know the ins and outs of the multicultural student center, why they brought it apart, but apparently there's a bunch of people in the waiting room here, and there's one person who takes exception to it.
Public service announcement. Excuse me. If y'all didn't know, this is the MSC, and frankly, there's just too many white people in here, and this is a space for people of color. So just be really cognizant of the space that you're taking up, because it does make some of us POCs uncomfortable when we see too many white people in here. It's only been 4 days, and frankly, there's the whole university for a lot of y'all to be at, and there's very few spaces for us. So keep that in mind. Thank you.
Oh,
very few spaces.
Oh, and she got a standing O. I guess. Yeah,
I can't
see.
She use other parts of the university. Are they white only?
Well, if it's multicultural, don't you think all cultures?
That's what I think.
Maybe they should just rename it like non-white student center.
I'm assuming that she won't be suspended from school or anything like that. Will she?
I don't know.
I bet you she's not.
What are the comments?
I bet you if somebody said, you know what, there's too many black people here. Oh, boy. Bye-bye. So, I don't know.
I thought she was kind of diplomatic in a way.
And
what she was expressing. So if you can think about how you're using the space. That
she called it a public service announcement. Was that submitted and approved? Public service announcement?
By the PSA department?
This one here is kind of... I don't even know if there's audio to this one yet. This is the first time I've seen it. I just looked at the headline and it said, "Woman slashes a man's throat at a Taco Bell after he asks her to be nicer towards the employees."
Oh,
now watch this video. It's graphic. waiting in line at Taco Bell. Slice. Oh! God. And then she runs away. Oh, my God! Oh, please.
Hold up. What'd she slice?
Wait.
That one's not good for radio. You can't hear it.
Wait a second. Good. Wait, you mean she slashed the throat?
Yeah. She walks by and slashes his throat. Holy.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is an intriguing subreddit.
Seriously, so you shall have thought she's not very fleet on her feet.
No, but she had a nice head start.
I saw this one here earlier today. This might have good audio. This woman and her daughter, who you can't see, but we're going to presume that she is smoking hot. I mean, we're talking this daughter is a dime piece. And apparently this guy is staring at her daughter's ass. So she yells at him. And
dirty old man. Stop staring at my fucking daughter's ass. Fuck you. Get away from me. Get away from me. Now you're bothering me.
Get away.
You're harassing me. Get the fuck away from me.
Dressed like a whore.
She's calling my daughter a whore. And staring at her.
Now we called her a whore.
That's from TikTok. What's the...
I love when people...
Let's see the girl's TikTok. What's it say on the bottom there, Brandon?
Julia M. Frank.
I love when people get in people's face, and when they say anything back that they don't like, then they're, of course, angrier.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. They never showed her daughter?
Oh, there's today's...
That mom might want to look at her Instagram.
Hold this thought for a second, because this is an interesting... There's actually people on both sides of the argument on this video.
Here's that girl in a bikini if you want to see her.
Oh, no, I'll look if I have to. And it would add to the story. We'd know what he was looking at.
There she's taking a picture of her butt.
Is it this girl? Why can't I see it?
Yes, it's her, because there's a picture of her and her mom on there.
Nice.
I'm just looking at her on her Instagram.
Well, I don't see anything.
Oh, there they are. Yeah, so the guy was staring at her butt because
she's got a couple pictures. She's got a couple pictures like that one where she's sitting on the sink.
Well, she's showing. I mean, seems to me she likes people looking at her. Judging from her Instagram.
She likes them. The boundary is Instagram, though.
All right, I take back my comment.
You're right. She doesn't want to be stared at in person.
I take back my comment because I don't think she's...
Or by that old gross guy.
That old guy.
I don't know if
Can we read comments?
That was a hot dude.
I want to see what comments this person is getting.
They're all from girls. Your smile is beaming.
Ah, boy.
Yeah.
See a lot of fire emojis.
Yeah, but it's all from girls. There's no creepy dudes here.
There's no guys in there.
Well, I think she's under...
Oh.
And if not, she's real close. Look at that.
Well, underage girl.
Look at this. It's just a picture of her ass.
Oh, she hates people looking at her ass.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Just them to look at her ass on her own terms.
Yeah, online.
She's of age.
Question about
I reinstate everything I took back.
It's an Instagram page of a girl who's, what, how is she, 16, something like that?
This girl?
Yeah.
She's older than that.
No, she's older than that. She's 18, 19. Yeah.
Tons
okay.
of tattoos.
But her... Her Instagram is all selfies, all, you know, bathing suits or in some provocative pose. Not all provocative, but, you know, she's generally trying to be hot on Instagram. But it's all selfies, isn't it?
Mostly, yeah.
Isn't that a little self-involved to be constantly taking hot pictures of yourself?
That's Instagram. Have you ever been on Instagram before?
Yeah, but some people don't do that on Instagram. Not everybody does that. Just saying. No, there's a lot of this.
People who want clicks do.
I mean, I would think that people... I don't know. I'd feel a little weird taking a selfie of myself all the time in some position, some crazy position.
Well, a lot of them are people taking a picture of her, so I don't know who.
See, not all girls. There are attractive girls her age that don't do this. I mean, there are.
Are there?
Yeah, there are. Mm. There are.
I didn't know anymore.
No, I kind of wondered that too. But yeah, there are. Not everybody is like this. But
I'm
anyway,
looking at I'm looking at the wrong Instagram then. I guess maybe I'm looking at the right Instagram.
Well, I don't think every 19-year-old girl that's hot has an Instagram page that's full of skanky pictures.
Well, I guess it depends what's skanky. I mean, that's not really skanky right
But the one with the sand on her butt.
Yeah, nice.
Is that really? I mean, I certainly wouldn't expect to get a complaint about looking at that girl's ass if she puts up pictures like that.
She wants a memory of her at her hottest, like Farrah.
Okay. And, you know, she has every right to do it. But I'm just saying, when someone just takes nothing but selfies, something just seems a little... I don't know, just wonder how she's going to feel in 20 years or so.
Well,
she'll still be doing it.
Not that great.
Just jealous of people that do that.
just needs to watch and not let that ass get out of control.
Or if it's going to be hard when the likes start going down a little bit.
It will be hard.
Just saying. Meanwhile, it's a new year. It's a new decade, which means it's time for Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com Start Something New event, during which our friends at Zod are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about the Jeep wave, stop by Zod and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. Or if you really want to step it up, get to Zod and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zod is your lease turning headquarters. Any POS, Mike and the boys, get in there and go crazy. Turn it into Zod. They'll take it to the original.
They'll take any soup kitchen.
Boneheads who leased it to you, and they might give you a second chance. No, they will. And corny as it sounds, it's 2020, so why aren't you 2020 without glasses and contacts? Yaldo Eye Center is the only way to get there. And if you just go in and get your complimentary examination from Dr. Yaldo, he'll tell you one of three things. He can do LASIK and get you looking real good, probably ready for a see-off.
Did you see who got LASIK?
Who?
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston did?
Yeah, because he threw so many interceptions last year. I'm not joking. He got LASIK today, yeah.
Was that the problem?
I doubt it.
I wouldn't believe it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it
might help him.
Didn't Jameis Winston?
I think making bad decisions is probably
right.
His bigger problem.
His own problem.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I was talking about on the field, but you're right, off the field as well, Trudy.
Well, the funny thing,
a lot of shellfish acts by that man.
Stop trying to make that joke work.
That joke works every time.
The funny thing is about that, though. However, is the internet has posted tons of pictures of Jameis in the pocket squinting. He can't see anything. Yeah. Tons of pictures.
See, there he is squinting again.
He's trying.
He's down by 11 in that game.
Well, maybe maybe he's headed for a big contract with LASIK.
Can you imagine how Dr. Yaldo could use that in the read if he just wins the MVP next year?
Be pretty cool. Anyway, there's the multifocal lens implants, and there's a possibility that neither one is appropriate, or maybe just time is what you need before you get this sort of thing done. So do what hundreds of our listeners have done and make the call, understand what we require to get rid of glasses, contacts, and reading glasses, and decide for yourself, or go get some frames. Got a whole big department. 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
I'm currently watching a YouTube video of that girl's 21st birthday booze cruise.
Oh,
Isn't that the weirdest thing about it? That you see one video on a website, and now you see everything. You can learn everything about a person.
I know,
it's frightening.
It's kind of crazy, the deep dives you can take.
And one of the ones we had seen right before the break there, I've seen this one talked on the news channels, too.
Like a fun booze cruise. Eh?
Let's see. Right here, Drew?
So, wait. Oh, yes. There we go.
All these assholes.
We have the lady in the seat who is reclined all the way back on a guy who cannot recline. So, he doesn't like it, and I guess, did he ask her to move her seat up?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I never heard that part because she started taping as he is just punching her seat.
What's
going,
he doing up
he's
there?
He's just pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it, pushing it. And she complains to the flight attendant, who then gives him a free drink. And I think, does she ask her to move her seat up?
to make him drunker?
She moved her seat up while he ate. And then she reclined it back again.
He's just watching a movie on his iPhone. Why does he care?
He's in the last row, so he can't recline. So when she reclines all the way, I guess she's really, it's tight quarters. But, I mean,
so that's not her fault.
Not really, no. In fact, really.
What an asshole.
Yeah, why he just keeps hitting her chair. I mean, yeah, he's a total asshole. But she, on the other hand, she just leaves her seat reclined, and then when the waitress settles this by giving him a drink to try and calm him down, and she feels that she was treated poorly by the airline who sided with him.
What? An airline was treating somebody poorly?
I know. We expect so much of airlines.
I'm just floored.
Can we Skype in Dr. Dunno?
I need to go home.
Commentary.
She also says that she is going to get x-rays done because she has headaches. And so she may have broken a bone, possibly.
From that gentle nudging?
Here's the actual audio.
Oh, my back!
She probably has CTE from all those quick, short head
pops. I don't think she needs an x-ray. I I really don't.
I don't think so.
And she also has gone to the FBI. I don't know. What, the FBI?
What?
That's what she said.
Come on, man.
So
what a use of resources.
I know. We have two complete asses. And they did a poll on TMZ. 67%. No, the more amazing part of the poll is that 33% side with him.
Side with him?
Yeah. They said, whose side are you on? And it said 67% her, 33% him. I don't know why you would ever side with him.
I don't either. Oh, why? Because you should never recline on a plane?
If he's so worried about space, why is he in the row you can't recline in? And secondly, shouldn't they make the row in front of the row you can't recline in recline less? Shouldn't that the airline do that?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to make a different chair? That's not going to happen.
Well, they can probably control how much it reclines.
Yes, they can. It's not about comfort anymore. No. Anybody's seat is uncomfortable.
I'm going to be standing soon. Nude standing.
Straps.
Just like
hold on to straps.
Just like a train in India.
That story is just so stupid.
You know.
Yeah, nude like a train in India.
It's actually exhausting, all of the stupid disputes going on that become viral. And, you know, these really become huge stories. And another one is the Ball State professor who...
Ball.
Someone, I guess, leaves a lecture who's sitting in the front. And so he wants this guy in the back to move to the front seat. And the guy says, no. And he says, well, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you, can you move up to the front? And he says, no, I'm charging my computer. And he says, either move up to the front or leave. To which the guy says, no. So the professor does the thing that I'm sure 99% of people would have done in that situation. He calls the police.
Oh,
really?
The police come out.
Why did he not want it? Why could he not sit in the back?
I guess he wants people to move up. He wants people in the front of the class. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Why does he rope off those seats then?
Mark, I have no idea. I don't know if he always does this, but apparently this guy was in the way back, and someone had to leave the class who was in the very front row, so he thought someone should move up, and he asked him to move up, and the guy said,
anus.
I think he was surprised. He was taken aback when the guy said, no.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think, is that really that big a request to ask someone to move into an empty seat in the front?
No, I just don't understand the request, though. Like, why? I gotta have my audience as close as possible while I'm teaching.
Well, I don't really understand it either. I also don't understand why you would say no. And when he said,
if he's charging,
His computer, and there's no plug
there. You're
not
going to be able to use it if you go to the front.
I don't know if I believe that, but if that's
the is there audio to the video here?
Okay. I think you might feel a little differently when you hear the guy in the back, and who when he's asked to leave the class and says no. What's this?
Is that it?
Done anything wrong.
He has not said a word.
Well,
he's
not said a word.
The PowerPoint.
Then
the
what I did, whatever your name is, take it up to the dean.
It's cool.
Your
yeah, don't even worry about it, boss man.
Okay.
Oh, that's where he got up and left and handed his charging cord back to the guy he was borrowing it from.
Oh, there's additional audio?
Well, right before that, the guy's saying, I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to get up and leave. So he left.
Oh, the guy in the class?
Yeah.
Okay.
I.
It just seems to me you have a standoff between the teacher.
Two idiots.
I feel like these things would go unnoticed if we couldn't have our phones constantly with us.
I know.
And don't okay boomer me because that's now against the law. So you can't do that to people anymore.
I don't really know.
Did you hear that?
Why?
Okay boomer.
Why is this a standoff? Why can neither person give any ground whatsoever?
Nobody gives up anymore. Everyone has to win the fight. Everyone has to counterpunch.
The problem is that the student is black and the teacher is white. So it becomes a racial thing immediately. And in fact, the guy, this is when I just thought the whole thing was so stupid. And then when I read what the student said, he said that he should have never made it to college. He's from the south side of Chicago. And the fact that he did make it, and I go to class and I get the police called on me for going to class.
Your mom goes to college.
If I didn't keep my composure, I would have been riddled with bullets, tased, or beaten. Who knows?
Well,
I don't think the police were going to riddle him with bullets.
He says, who knows, but how do you know that's what's going to happen to you?
Well, I think that's why he says he's from the south side of Chicago, where the police shoot you or they riddle you with bullets.
Yeah.
When you disagree with a white person, what? I guess.
Oh, I'm glad relationships between people are getting better nowadays.
I know. I never. It seems like the majority of the time when I see these things, I don't like anyone in the whole thing.
No.
Because
they're petty and stupid, and really have to stop, man.
When they were going through those ones all the time, and this turns into another one of a white person calling the police on a black person. Uh-huh. It's not a teacher with an ego or a teacher with control issues. It's a white person calling the police on a black person. And I remember one of the first ones was Barbecue Becky. Was that the one that didn't want the people barbecuing? It was an area that was not supposed – you weren't supposed to be barbecuing there.
Right.
And so she was telling the people they needed to move to the other barbecue grill, which was open, to which they said – no, we're not moving. We're all set up here. And then she called the police.
Yeah.
And so she was, of course, Barbecue Becky. But on the other hand, I don't know why was it so important to barbecue where you're not supposed to barbecue? I mean, I don't care. I could give a shit. But I think if I was in a circumstance like that, I'd probably go, oh, fuck this. Maybe I just cave in too easily. I don't like confrontation. And if I thought, oh, I didn't know that you couldn't barbecue here, I would probably move. But I think people go, well, who are you to tell me? And
I see it both ways. I probably would move too, but at the same time, I would never narc or film somebody or tell them to leave because I wouldn't care.
No, I wouldn't care either. It's just, you know, in that case, it's a battle of wills over barbecuing in a place where you're not supposed to barbecue, but nobody's barbecuing.
Some people are such sticklers for the rules.
Well, somebody's always trying to be the boss of somebody else.
You're right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's a lot of it. And, you know, the woman who was, what was the one about the permit in San Francisco when they had the street fair?
Permit Patty.
And the woman didn't have a permit. And so Permit Patty is telling her that she has to, she can't be there with her stuff, that all these other people paid for permits. And the woman made a big deal about, you know, who are you? And you're just doing this because I'm Latino or something. And Permit Patty was the worst person in the world. Well, then the next day, all the people, the other people at the fair came out and said, that's bullshit. We don't want people here that don't pay for permits because we've had a problem with this, and that's why we have someone going around checking for permit, blah, 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 blah.
Come on, Patty.
So.
Yeah, but that person's supposed to be doing it, too, you know?
Yeah, I guess it was, in the end, it's like, I don't care enough to really follow up and find out what happened to Permit Patty. I think she lost her job and then got it back.
They need to have, like, a where are they now?
They should.
The Budinsky people.
Oh, man. Coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to die of the coronavirus. We're making jokes about it now, and then it's going to kill us because
be
China is not,
we're not in China.
Being straight with us.
The virus.
They're not?
And then, of course, we have the super spreader. By the way, the super spreader's okay now.
Oh, thank
God. Didn't he spread it to 11 people?
Is that the Uber dude?
No, it's the guy. It's
really?
The English businessman. Who was in three countries with coronavirus.
Well, then this must be
and
a new one.
He was in a pub.
Because there was a dude who felt sick. So, you know what? I think I got the coronavirus or something. I need to go to the hospital. So he gets an Uber to take him there. And now who knows where that Uber is and, you know, how many people have ridden it.
Well, that backseat is infected.
Oh, God. Sink that Uber. Wherever that Uber car is, put it with that cruise ship and sink it.
The person who escaped from quarantine, well, actually, they let him go. They're like, your test results are fine, so get out of here. And then they had to go track him down again. So you have another Typhoid Mary there who got away. And spread it to how many people? Those are the kinds of things. How does that happen?
People on the cruise ship, by the way.
People are selfish, Trudy.
The people on the Corona cruise ship.
They
have
awful.
Dozens of new cases.
Yeah, so I know.
If you're on that ship and you don't have coronavirus, you're kind of fucked.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah, you got a really good chance of getting it.
So what happens when you have it? Do you know all the symptoms? Because I looked it up on the
vomiting
CDC.
Vomiting and diarrhea, I'm going to guess, right?
Okay.
It's always vomiting and diarrhea.
It basically
both ends.
Sucks.
Yeah. High fever.
I kept wondering, why aren't they telling us what the symptoms are? And they're like, oh, because everyone would think they had it then, and there'd be mass panic.
She's coming out of both ends. She's using the toilet and the tub. How about that?
But the CDC says it's...
Oh, God!
that guy has coronavirus. Thank God that dropped 16 seconds.
So I'm watching this guy with this Asian guy who's talking about the fact that that Asian people need to be particularly careful about coughing around other people because he says there's so much not discrimination. I guess they're being people just automatically assume an Asian person might have coronavirus.
Okay. No, I don't feel Chinese.
No matter where you are in the world. Right.
Well,
so he was just saying, word to Asian people, be careful about coughing around a lot of people because people will start thinking that you're spreading the coronavirus.
I guess Japan has the next Olympics, and they're like, no, that's not us. That's China. Everything here is going to be great. To which I say, well, are there going to be Chinese athletes at that Olympics? Because no, thank you.
Yeah.
And they cancel them from the next
Olympics.
What is
Olympics? Is it soon?
It's this summer.
Yeah. Oh.
In Tokyo.
Well,
yeah. Has China been canceled from that?
Oh, hopefully.
I don't think so.
What?
No?
To cancel China.
I had a great idea today, though. I thought when this guy, Asian guy, was explaining about the discrimination against Asians who cough, that wouldn't it be fun to put body cams on Asian people, have them go around with body cams, and have coughing fits, get shunned by people who we then cancel for shunning
great
an Asian
idea.
Person. Just a thought.
Wait a sec. I don't want anyone to cough on me, though.
There was
the idea is to find out who is going to discriminate against an Asian person coughing.
I don't want a white person coughing on me.
Well, but would you treat the white person the same as an Asian person?
No, I'd be disgusted by both. My point is I don't want anyone.
Well, then you treat them the same.
I don't want
you wouldn't
anyone
be shunned.
Coughing on me.
There was
who are the people, though, that want white people to cough on them? Or...
Yeah. Well, when you come to that, yeah.
The people that pranked the New York subway with the... They were wearing hazmat suits just like 2 days ago. And,
oh, yeah.
And they spilled the liquid and everybody in the car went nuts.
I have to admit, did you laugh when you saw that? Because they were acting like...
I don't know. I typically don't like pranks.
They had this giant, you know, looked like a giant cooler or something. And they were being real clumsy.
And it had hazmat, everything.
These guys are in hazmat suits and they're being complete clods.
Wait a sec.
I didn't know what the video was.
Why would they be on the subway?
That's what I mean. It was so stupid.
Also,
two guys in hazmat suits being completely clumsy with something obviously dangerous. And, of course, it spills.
That's kind of
And everyone runs away.
Why would they be on the subway?
I don't think people really have a chance to process the whole of it. They just
really,
go,
if you're on
oh my God!
Freak.
But did they spill it right away when they got on? Or were they?
No, they're being real sloppy with it.
Okay, so if you were on the subway and you saw two guys with hazmat and, you know, a cooler come on, would you think they were legit?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think I'd think twice about it because everybody takes everything on the subway. There's got to be a subreddit for what goes on the subway, right?
There's one person that's laughing.
I like that the guy's opening it, too, while he's doing
it. Yeah, and the
and
fluid
chatting.
Is red.
Yeah, they just opened it.
And everyone kind of freaked out and yelled at him. Oh, he just fell.
Okay, there's a lot of people that are not reacting.
But there are a lot that are.
Well, people ran all the way to the other end.
But I think these guys are getting in trouble.
What?
Yeah, I think people are giving them a hard time for it. The MTA is not happy.
Oh, they should be canceled.
Boo-hoo.
They should be canceled.
Whatever.
Is it 1,000,000 degrees down here?
I'm all right.
So I can't. Oh,
why is it always
someone checked Drew's temperature. Maybe it's coronavirus.
I'm sweating through my clothes. It's this damn climate.
Turning the temperature down.
I'm sweating like Roger Ebert.
It was so hot by the end of the show yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it was really hot.
Oh. Wow.
Starting to get worried about you.
Yeah,
my brain must be steaming.
That's it. They've run out of masks, like sanitary masks.
Where?
In China and,
so what?
And different places. And so they've resorted now to using diapers, baby diapers on their faces.
I saw a picture.
A bunch of people going around with baby diapers on their faces.
Like a maxi pad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw some pictures.
A tampon in each nostril?
Not their best
luck. Is that going to stop it? Someone sent us an email like they had been over there and they say that, this is a broad brush, but Chinese people are very unsanitary and that they hawk loogies everywhere.
They smoke a lot.
Yeah, and they don't wash their hands and they chew with their mouths open. And that's just the cultural thing.
Remember the videos of people
like
pooping in the street and stuff?
Oh, really? Where?
They had to put up signs.
Like the one pooping
in... You know I don't go Chinese.
Pooping in the parking structure? I know that video.
That guy was an Asian.
No. That guy was a fat kid from Colorado.
I remember seeing a video of just how atrocious it is, because people would just be like, you know, they'll stop and you could see them pooping in the street.
The emailer also said they urine all over the street, too. Like, they don't care. They'll just whip it out. The way they described it made China sound like it was just a toilet. Like, the whole country was a toilet.
China!
It's all the same.
It's kind of a broad brush, but... Yeah.
I give China great credit.
There was another... Let me see if I can find this other email, too. The guy said that...
Yeah, man, them Chinese, man, you can't understand a word they say, man. They just try listening to the doll upside down, whatnot.
So Drew runs upstairs. Every single time this happens, Drew says, "Hey, is it hot in here?" And then 30 seconds later, it's so freezing cold that we want to turn the heat back on.
So this guy said...
Christ, I got to shut that door.
You know, he works for somebody... That's got a division in China, and they have U.S. citizens still over there on work visas. Uh-huh. And he talked to one of them, and they said it's 10 times worse over there than we even realized.
Oh, really?
Now, yeah. This person had a chance to come back for a few weeks, but realized how bad it was and just chose to stay there because they have kids and grandkids they want to get affected. And now that person missed their window and cannot come back 200 miles away from Wuhan.
I don't blame China.
She's basically quarantined to her apartment and only leaves to go to the grocery store where they ration everything. Well, when she leaves, they check her temperature. When she leaves the apartment, when she enters the grocery store, before she can re-enter her apartment, when she leaves, she has to wear the full face shield, gloves, one of the suits, that hazmat suit she wears. Wow. That's awful. Yeah.
Kind of.
Personally, I think you guys having a problem with China is racist.
You wouldn't be able to go to work, and that might be kind of... Kind of cool.
You know, if it means not going
any
to work
obligations at that
staying
point.
Staying in Wuhan, I think I'd rather go to work.
So, this one's obviously bigger now than SARS was. Yeah. What about Ebola? Is it bigger than Ebola was? Is it bigger than swine flu?
Yes.
Is it bigger? It's bigger than all the ones that we've heard every single year. Isn't there a name of something? You know, some kind of new.
Yeah, because they morph and they change.
I understand, but when's the last time we had one that was like? You know, a plague that was really bad. Is this the worst? That's what I'm asking.
I think SARS was the last big one that they were worried about it passing, and then it's passed it. But it's already just totally dwarfed SARS. Cause SARS only killed 774 and infected over 8,000, and they're well beyond that now.
There's no pandemic. Well, Ebola, I think, is different, though, because once you get Ebola, you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
Mad cow disease. Yeah,
Ebola's still around, too. It flares up every once in a while.
And mad cow disease is one of those things that you get it and you don't know it for years, and it's insidious later in your life.
Bird flu, MERS. I don't know.
1918 was the last serious pandemic that killed a lot of people. Yeah.
Influenza.
Just the flu.
Yeah. Bunch of pussies. How soft. How soft
were
people
back
then?
There was no way of treating people.
People are way softer now than they were back then.
Yeah.
Hey, the virus.
You know, we haven't heard from the ABNN in a long time, and I think there is some breaking news on the ABNN.
What?
I hate to break in like this.
This year is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. And shit.
Booming.
He has apologized to Ben Roethlisberger.
Has Ben accepted the apology?
Not that I'm aware of. And
what if he puts out a comic public statement? I do not accept Antonio Brown's apology.
Yeah, here he is right here.
Fucking Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all fucking hug it, chug it, football all night.
Now, he's made three apologies since February the 1st.
I'm sure they're all genuine and not written by someone else.
Is he on his Instagram still? Is he still posting stupid stuff?
You know, I haven't checked his...
I haven't heard anything.
Twitter in a long
time. You know, the ABNN is usually all over this stuff.
Has he dropped any new tracks?
Guys, he's trying not to get in trouble. He's got court dates now.
But he always tries, and then he does something impulsive.
Whoa. Wait, more AB breaking news for the ABNN.
Oh, I'll get the breaking news down.
This year's breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news.
There's now a remix of Whole Lot of Money featuring Deion Sanders.
I'm so excited.
I got to find it.
I'm actually pumped.
He just tweeted out, this is yesterday, excited about my stepfather at Deion Sanders being in Whole Lot of Money Remix.
Wait, Deion Sanders is married to his mom?
No, I think he's just saying.
Oh, did he say stepfather?
And listen to this deep tweet. AB plus use equals abuse. He tweeted that.
Okay.
Wow, he's a deep thinker.
I feel like he just sat around and realized that.
He also is talking about wanting to go back to the Raiders. Now, if the Raiders take him back, they deserve whatever they get. I have no sympathy whatsoever. They'd have to be crazy to take him back.
Yeah, they won't take him back.
And he keeps talking about playing with Tom Brady, wherever Tom Brady's a free agent.
That's not going to happen.
Where's Tom Brady going to go?
The Pats will sign him.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Would anybody else?
They don't have anybody else. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure a team would be interested.
Chargers would take him.
The Raiders already said they'd want him.
The Raiders, though. The Raiders?
Yeah.
No, they got
his contract's up. Carr's contract's up.
I thought he had a year left.
I think it's their option.
Well, he also added that he said, "I would have had 2,000 yards, but they brought down the movement." I don't know what that means. What's bringing down the movement mean? Suspended him for all his stupid stuff.
The movement for what? Him getting 2,000 yards? That was a movement?
Anyway, the thing about all these apologies, that's all good and well, but why does he pay back all the people he stiffed and get his accounts settled?
Well, why would he do that? That costs money.
I don't know. He says he's got all this money. He put out his bank balance on Instagram, $26 million.
Wrote a song about it.
A whole lot of money. That's
yeah.
Funny.
So what's the big deal?
But he's wrong because, listen, he's still a decent receiver. He's 31 years old and everything, but there's no way in hell he was going to get 2,000 yards. His best year was, what, 1,700 or 1,800 yards, but that was years ago.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger throws the ball down the field, too.
Yeah, but
no, he wasn't going to get 2,000 yards. It's ridiculous. No. I mean, he's just so nutty. But it is important to keep up with the breaking news.
I cannot find the remix.
It's not released yet.
What?
I don't think it is.
Man, he's really got the art of the tease down, doesn't he?
Is his music having any impact on the musical world?
Well, it's keeping him relevant. It's keeping him in the news.
This one has 202,000 streams on.
Trudy, I think Layla wants you.
Aside from the bad news, of course.
She's been at it for a while now.
Layla!
10 minutes ago, she decided the show needed to be over.
Yeah, she farted, too.
She did.
What?
I didn't call attention to it, but...
Until now.
That's what it sounded like.
God, that dog has energy. Jesus.
Yeah. Layla received a bone marrow transplant in January.
What does everyone think? Have you been following Jessica Simpson getting hounded by these anti-FERP or these?
I've only seen the couple incidents. Has she been hounded?
Yeah, she's been hounded.
After?
It's been multiple appearances on her book tour to the point that the dates in the future are announcing that, you know, we're doing this to stay away from this. We're making people... You know, you have to go through security. You have to buy a book.
She also said she is only wearing fake for the rest of the book tour.
For the rest of the book tour?
Yeah, that's what she said.
I was just going to say.
She's trying.
I can't believe that I feel sorry for her, but I kind of do.
But just for the rest of the book tour.
That was the statement, yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't think she thinks much further than that.
Well, you know, I think, first of all, could that be called stalking when people show up anywhere you are and start screaming?
Yeah.
Isn't there something wrong with that?
Yeah, there kind of is. Yeah. Why are they singling her out?
I don't really take sides in this because, honestly, last night, and I hate that I do this, I'm watching this story and I'm hearing people defend the protesters. And I'm like, okay, well, what's the deal with fur? You know, and so I Googled, can you buy a fur coat, a fur scarf, a fur anything where an animal's not tortured? And of course, yes, you can.
Oh,
there's numerous ways. Now all people don't do that, and then a lot of people I probably never even research the kind of fur they're getting and how it's done because they just want to wear fur. They don't give a fuck.
I'm sure Jessica did.
Yeah, I don't know. And in her case, I have no idea. But anyway, these people show up and they just scream. They just scream and scream and scream. And they say pretty rude things, too. And I feel like you know, maybe to do it once, but to just stalk this person at every stop on her book tour, isn't that, I just, something feels wrong about that. She's not a political candidate. She's not breaking the law.
She seems like too easy a target.
You know? Yes, she is an easy target.
She's not the only one. Why are you bugging her? But
because she's got a schedule and they know where she's going to be and they can show up and get attention and then we talk about
it. And she kind of laughs it off and says, you know, people are going to hate on me. I mean, she doesn't really seem that upset about it, honestly. I think the book people are more bummed out about it because they have people screaming in their store.
Yeah.
Probably helping her sell books.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they're drawing more attention to her. The book's number one, by the way.
Whoa.
The book is number one. Jessica Simpson's book is number one.
That just seems about right.
Chapter one. Douglas had to poop. His butt was all stinky because he had to poop so badly.
Now, what did that drop refer to?
The book.
It's Jessica's book. It's an audio book, too. Okay. She produced it.
She had Morgan Freeman.
And I had a fart, so it kind of like...
Okay. Can we go to farts when we need to go to farts, not go out of the way to go to farts?
When do we need to go to farts?
I don't know. I'm not sure what that means. did you guys, everybody see the video of the police officer getting body slammed by this Eastern Kentucky football player?
A new transfer, by the way. Bloop. He went to Auburn. Bloop.
Yeah. Well, he's 6'3", 240 pounds.
I was disappointed because they usually give the stats in a story like that, but they didn't this time.
Well, if he transferred to Eastern Kentucky, he can't be that good. But the video is really what matters. He plays college football. Who cares? He could not play college football and done the same thing because he's a big guy. But someone called and complained about a man acting erratically. Hmm. And so the police go to investigate. And this guy, he goes from putting his hands up to he's just not cooperative. He's trying to get away from the police. And so they don't put up with that.
Well, and they're trying to cuff him. He keeps putting his hands up and then he tries to get back in his car.
Yeah, he wants to get in his car and drive away.
That's when the officer tries to take him down.
And that doesn't work. That didn't work out too well. He picks the cop up and puts him on the ground.
Holy crap.
I know. That was quite something.
Wow.
And...
some people are saying that his partner's not very helpful.
the little person
isn't. Isn't doing a fucking thing. What's up with that partner?
I don't know. I don't know what's up with her.
I don't think that. Yeah, she's like 4'8".
I'm not kidding. I didn't know it was a female. I didn't know.
Seriously?
I didn't either.
No, I just saw. What is that little guy not doing anything?
Little guy.
Oh, boy. So. The reason this was interesting to me was because there was a lot of conversation about this. And some of the conversation was that, you know, isn't it great that the police didn't go to pulling a weapon or tasing or, you know, they just they were able to settle it without hurting this guy.
Well, that's pretty amazing. They could get him down without doing that.
Yeah, I thought it wasn't. It was,
shows amazing restraint.
But the question is, should a cop have to be body slammed before they tase someone? I mean, I think it suggests that anyone who does resort to a taser or a weapon in that situation, because when somebody his size starts throwing people around, I don't know that they shouldn't pull a gun.
Well, no, I don't know when he would have had the opportunity to do that, because once the guy, when he tries to get in his car, that's when you want him to tase.
There's three policemen there.
I know. That's after he body slams him.
But, you know,
chick isn't doing anything.
No.
The main cop useless. That gets body slammed. He's, to tell you the truth, even though he gets body slammed, he's in control because he gets body slammed, but he goes down in a headlock.
Yeah.
And so when they land and he lands on top of him, he's already got that dude in a headlock. He can't move.
Wow.
So this cop, hey, props to him for taking out a football player.
But when he starts resisting and he's 6'3", 240, now the cop he body slammed was huge, by the way.
Yeah.
He picked that fucking guy up.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Officer Sweet Chuck, she's not doing anything.
What is she really going to do?
She could have tased him.
Well, okay. You're right.
I just hope someone appreciated the Police Academy reference to Officer Sweet Chuck.
Oh.
I don't know those. I do not know those movies.
I didn't
movies.
Watch those movies.
What? Yeah. Oh, those are the best.
I'm sure someone appreciated it.
Tackleberry.
But, Harvey was going on TMZ, and Harvey and Gary Delabate, I mean Charles, about... God, what training, great training those police seem to have had.
Well, he did do everything right. No?
I don't know how, when a guy starts picking you up and throwing you on the ground, I don't know what training really at that point. It's kind of a clusterfuck.
I took it as the, you know, the restraint at this part, you know, where he's trying to get him down.
Right.
You know, now he's trying to get him down. Now the guy picks him up.
Whoa, there he goes again.
Officer Sweetchuck could have done something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad nobody got hurt, but honestly, that cop could have gotten hurt really bad if he had really thrown him to the ground.
Yeah.
Because he didn't really throw him, but he picked him up over his head.
Yeah, no one's disputing that.
So, yeah, I guess, you know, I don't know what kind of training they had or how superior it was to anyone else's training, but it's a hell of a video.
Yeah.
And the guy, by the way,
has Eastern Kentucky cut him yet?
Yeah. Well, they suspended him.
They didn't. Suspension. Okay.
He claims that nothing, he was on nothing, that he wasn't acting erratically, that this whole thing was just out of the blue.
Until he acted erratically by picking up a cop and slamming
him. He also did not stop acting erratically when he was put in the police car. He acted quite dramatic. And I think they said he had to be sedated at some point.
Mm. Oh.
So, yeah, the Ohio State guys, by the way, man, they threw them off the team mighty quick. Are they? Yeah. They're off the team, aren't they?
They're out of school, I think, too.
So there's no proven guilty.
Is that a rush to judgment?
I don't know. I'm kind of glad they threw them out.
Well,
or at least kicked them off the team.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly doesn't look good, and I wouldn't expect them to be practicing until this thing is resolved.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are these really good players?
Not really.
I don't know. They're seniors.
They're both seniors, and they're both one's a redshirt junior. He's in his fourth year. The other one's a senior. They're both supposed to contend for a starting job.
I remember when Jameis Winston was accused of rape. He didn't get kicked off the team.
No, he didn't. I would venture to say too that if one of the two players was the quarterback at Ohio State, would he be kicked off the team? I don't know. Maybe not.
Oh, and didn't Barrett get arrested? Didn't he get pulled over for something? Remember, he said, I'm the quarterback of Ohio State.
Yeah, something. Was he drinking underage or something?
Yeah.
We all have MIPs. It's okay.
Speak for yourself.
I don't know. I don't, you know, again, they don't seem like they're critical players. Is Ohio State going to be, do they have a lot of people coming back?
They'll be fine, yeah. No, they'll be great.
Barrett got a DUI at a checkpoint in 2015, so they suspended him for one game for that DUI.
I've never heard of either player, to be honest.
Yeah. But I don't know if I can name any defensive backs and linebackers on the team either.
The fact that they're contending for a starting job, if you're a future All Big Ten or a future high draft pick or something, you're going to be a starter by the time you're a sophomore.
Sure.
So I don't know if that had anything to do with it. The statement was something in effect that I think they were suggesting that there was enough wrong, whether they're innocent or guilty, that they don't want them on the team anyway.
Yeah.
So, because I guess the video of the girl, they were making her say that it was consensual. They made a videotape on a phone of her saying it was consensual, and she's crying when she said it, and one of the guys
That proves it.
One of the guys is laughing.
Idiots. What morons.
I know, and I guess they actually got the video.
Kobe!
I don't think they were real impressed by it. Whatever.
Baby headphone alert. Baby headphone alert.
Oh, what? Who?
I just saw it on TV. You want to pop up the TV? I think it's from the Michigan Northwestern game last night.
Got highlights.
Oh, the baby wanted to go.
Michigan on the run. They'll get it
twice. I didn't want to show you the highlights of this great game.
17
but.
For him. Michigan was in control and looked terrific. And this baby is in total control.
Why is that baby at the game?
That baby wanted to go.
That's a cute baby.
He's a fan.
The headphones are bigger than the baby.
It's a cute baby, but I don't think it needs headphones. I mean, that's a game at Northwestern. It's not
what they draw 5,000 a game or something.
Exactly. Is it really that loud in there?
Hey, is that a little brat that was crying at the NCAA game? Would you think he was at the game? Remember that brat? The AD's son?
Oh, Northwestern. Yeah. I was thinking Michigan, yeah.
Oh, the game's at Michigan. Yeah.
No, it was in Northwestern, but when you said, naturally when you were picking on someone, I just assumed it was a Michigan person.
No, I never pick on Michigan.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. They didn't show him there. I got a little bored with the game, so I started watching Survivor, which I haven't watched in
eight years,
and it was thoroughly enjoyable.
Yeah,
because
I was entertained.
It's got all these...
Boston Rob?
Yeah, all these past winners. That's the whole hook.
Ethan Zahn?
We got enough rocks here, too. We could build a pretty decent shelter just using rocks.
Ethan Zahn. Do you remember Ethan Zahn, Trudy? We've interviewed him.
No. He won Survivor. And he was with a beautiful girl on Survivor, too, wasn't
he? Or, yeah, he met her on Survivor.
What was her name?
Was her name Jenna, maybe?
Whatever happened to her?
No one cares. She didn't win.
Is he still with her, though?
You know what? I don't know. He didn't talk about her.
No, he didn't.
Because some people were saying he had to spend too much time talking about his cancer.
He was...
Some people said he was pushing his cancer. Trudy, every time they talked to him, he mentioned that he overcame.
I think there were more than some people. I think a lot of people felt he was pushing his cancer.
Well, I know two people that were talking about it.
There was a text string I saw that I might have been on.
It was Jenna Maraska who got nude for peanut butter.
Oh. Yeah, she did.
And then She's hot. Wait a second. I believe I'm not looking. I believe she was in Playboy, wasn't she?
I think she was. I'll and the other girl that she was nude
Heidi?
With.
Heidi?
Yeah, I think she was in Playboy too, wasn't she?
And I believe... She banged Jeff Probst, didn't she?
Jesus.
Right?
Wow.
It all sounds very familiar to me.
You have a savant-like knowledge of...
Jenna Marasco was super hot.
We used to watch that show all the time. Survivor used to be really entertaining and a good show. There she is, nude in Playboy. Hey, thank you. And there's Heidi.
Oh, there's Heidi.
Yeah.
Man, she looks good.
I mean,
they broke
were
up in 2013, by the way.
Her and the Zonster, she dumped him?
What about his cancer?
I don't know. Wait, 2013 would have been... Wait, he got rid of his cancer 5 years ago, right?
Yeah. Whoa, was he in the midst of it?
Oh, he would have...
Job,
man, would have been close.
Maybe he kicked her out with the cancer.
Maybe she was the cancer.
Can we see what Jenna Marasco is doing now? Is there an update on her?
Hey.
Maybe. I thought Amber, by the way... I mean, she's older now. 4 kids, but... Yeah. She's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
See here.
It was Boston Rob plowing
is
into her.
Is he also nude?
He is not nude.
Says,
Ethan
Zahn. No, Zahn posed nude while
holding
a leaf to cover himself for PETA's I'd Rather Go Naked campaign, remember?
Of course.
Pam Anderson posed for that, too.
Yeah, great.
Then wear fur. It cycles back to fur.
There were some other funny things.
I think you're the first person to mention that. I mean, it's been reported, but I think you're the first person
to
pass that along to someone else.
I remember Pam Anderson doing it, though. That was...
Trudy, I was a little upset last night on the Survivors, the 40th season of Survivor, 20 years after the original, and yet not a moment of silence or even a eulogy or reference to Rudy Bosch, who just passed away.
They didn't even... Not the whole show?
I didn't see one the whole show.
All right, I have an update for you.
We might have to call CBS.
I have a Jenna Marasca update.
And demand one, yeah.
So following Survivor in and out of all the different seasons that she was on, because she also did... All-Stars.
Oh, I fast breaking news, Survivor news. Boston Rob is retiring after the Survivor.
What?
He's retiring from Survivor.
There's a pretty crazy moment last night. Danny threw Rob's name out as possibly someone to kick off, and Rob was mad. Someone told him about it. He confronted her. He was really upset. She admitted it, and so now he's cool with her and decided he can work with her.
Oh, God.
This was on a television last night.
All right, so Jenna, after Survivor, jumped into pro wrestling, where she became a pro wrestler.
Really?
Yeah, and then she jumped to Broadway, to a bunch of different TV shows, basically reality television.
Yeah,
she
was
on Fear Factor and Celebrity Paranormal Project and Dinner Impossible on the Food Network and stuff like that. She even jumped into Celebrity Apprentice.
What?
Yeah.
She did?
Well, I think Richard Hatch was on it, but she appeared in some episodes and got paid for it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then she, of course, did some modeling, including Playboy and a couple other things with PETA and stuff like that.
Oh, boy.
And then she was recently arrested.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah, for she had a driving under the influence of in possession of narcotics paraphernalia.
All downhill.
A motorist had observed that Jenna was passed out in her car while stopped at a stop sign.
Yeah, boy.
There was one dude on the show last night. I don't remember his name. It must have been a little later.
I'm still sleeping.
But he goes, Survivor's basically been my job for the last 12 years. Well, he won, so he had the $1 million. And then I guess he did appearances and has been on again now, so that's his job. Oh, but think about it. Rob and Amber both won.
Yeah.
And Rob's been on another time, and she's been on another time, and they get paid something. So they probably never work. Everybody on that show is a millionaire.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about it.
I know.
And this year, Trudy, get this.
How many followers, Brandon?
$2 million
for Roscoe have.
Really?
She has 60,000 Twitter followers.
Are you hooked yet?
I might be, because I had to change. You know how we cut the cord? So I had to change to YouTube TV, and I'm not adjusted to it yet.
Oh, it's the best.
It's not as good as PS View.
What?
And, well, I'm not used to it yet, and so I can't find shit on TV.
No, I truly, really, I would never get used to it.
Oh, it's the best. I love it. I'm so glad I cut it. If you want to root for someone, root for Yul, who apparently won a long time ago, too. I kind of remember him. You remember the Asian guy, Yul?
Yeah.
So, but he's upset because, you know, all these other people stayed friends with each other after Survivor, and he's kind of the lone wolf.
Oh, no one called him?
Does he have coronavirus?
He might.
Yeah, he better not cough. That's what was making me laugh. That's why,
so ridiculous.
That's why I couldn't turn it off, because I'm like, this is the most fabulous hate watch, because it's so silly how seriously they try to suggest that this competition of these all-stars.
There's also a
all-star
divide.
Survivor players.
There's also a divide between the old school and the new winners.
I'm so dumb.
No one can get along with anybody.
And the part when, I think, was it Ethan Zahn that was saying, hey, when I was on the show, they didn't have the rules changes. Oh, my God. It's like, maybe I'm too old for this.
I got to say.
Because they've got an extra immunity idol.
I got to say, I kind of agree with them. It's ridiculous, all the things they have now. They have a currency now and you can bequeath it when you get kicked off and head to another island, and then someone else goes to an island. It's like, can't they just kick somebody off and move on with the season? Why do they need the opportunity to come back?
Well, you could watch the old fucking shows and watch how it works, and then you know it.
I think they do, though. I think most of them know everything about each other. Sandra was really mad because you mentioned Rob is retiring after this one.
Oh.
Because the last show that they were on the show together, and she was told by Rob that he was never going to do Survivor again. And then she shows up to the island. There he is.
So she's really mad. What are you doing here? You said you weren't going to be on it. I think I saw Brandon looking at a lot of hot pictures of Jenna Marosco.
There's a lot of flesh in those.
Where? I don't know Survivor. I never watched Survivor. Maybe 5 minutes here and there.
But
never,
you know, Jenna's hot, and I know she's that's hot. Enough.
In fact, Drew and Mark kind of sound like the Morning Toast talking about Sex in the City when you guys are rambling off.
Yeah. Did you happen to check out Heidi?
Because
I feel like we did not give Heidi her due.
What's Heidi's last name?
Just... Survivor? She's Jenna's friend.
Wait. She married a Major League Baseball player.
Heidi did?
Cole Hamels.
What?
Yeah, my God.
No way. Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
Why is that in my brain?
Now, that is it parlaying your Survivor success.
He was a Cub, Drew.
Honestly, don't you want to take the net worth of everybody that's been on Survivor? I think your head would explode.
It would be interesting to know. Yeah, she's cute.
She's very beautiful. And the best celebrity, I'm doing air quotes, the best celebrity sex tape of all time is easily another Jenna from Survivor.
Oh, Jenna Lewis. Yeah. Oh, man. She was a gamer.
Do you remember? You've seen that one, haven't you, Brandon?
Jenna Lewis's sex
tape?
That's one. It's always whenever you go to celebrity categories, she's up there pretty high. Not as high as Kim Kardashian or Farrah, but she's up there high.
She's more of a gamer than anyone I've seen in a celebrity sex tape.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
No. No one can even dispute that, Drew.
And the weird thing is, I saw it a long time ago, because it came out, what year, 2005 or 7 or something?
Oh, I think it was before that. We were in the old building.
2002, 1? I don't know.
It came out pretty quick. The
video is obviously shot on VHS.
I had not seen it in forever, and somebody brought it up when we first started the podcast. And like, well, I went looking for that, and I couldn't even find it. And I think someone, I don't want to say who, but maybe Mark said, oh, I know how to find it. And when you were pulling it up, I was thinking, oh, God, it's not going to be as good as I remember. I probably just because I haven't seen it in so long. And Mark started playing. I was like, oh, my God, she is.
Yep.
What a gamer.
Yeah, it's
man.
A long one.
And frankly, the story behind it is just priceless, because she tried to act like it was stolen, or...
That's what I mean. She wanted it out there. Yeah. She wanted people to see what a gamer she is.
Crystal is hard at work on high finance, but possibly away from her desk. Porn is coming soon. Crystal, get to your desk and turn it down. This is a Crystal porno alert.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
oh, oh.
Turn it down, Crystal. There's a porn coming. Hey, Crystal, heads up.
Spill it.
Hit play on that.
She's pretty. I mean,
yeah, she's very.
She's not a 10, but she's plenty pretty.
Oh, she makes up for it.
No, she does. She adds points with her performance.
You own my body. Legally.
But now that we know that she was okay with it getting out there, maybe she upped her game.
Oh, well, good. Good for you. That dude.
I know. Who is that guy?
That dude, he's just a penis. That's all he is, honestly. He's a prop.
The rest of his body is a prop.
Yeah, he's just a prop.
A flat stomach.
Well, actually, his hand does a job because it pulls her hair out of the way. So he's a penis in a hand.
She's a giver.
Take the camera down and come fuck me.
Well, maybe we shouldn't have audio off.
They're in like the hotel.
It's in
six.
Vegas, right? Yeah.
Too busy with that goddamn camera. If you don't put this in me, I'm gonna fucking die.
Yeah, you prop.
Put it in me.
I'm just trying to live to the anticipation. You know, I'm trying to
shut up, prop.
Build the anticipation.
It's built. Done. Like okay. Rome built.
Is that supposed to have any lines?
I just had a weird callback.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the story was out about Michael Lohan, Lindsay's dad, and he had Kate Major got a DUI, correct?
Yeah.
Kate Major is the Star magazine reporter that banged John Gosselin. Yeah. While he was married to Kate, he was supposed to. I guess they were supposed to have a photo shoot, and he got there. Before Kate, and so he's so alluring that she had to have sex with him. She couldn't just wait for...
Hi, I'm John Gosselin.
Couldn't just wait for Kate to get there.
She's my sloppy seconds.
It was, like, weird. Yeah.
So anyway, Michael Lohan apparently got physical with Kate Major after this DUI.
Yeah.
And anyway, I started
see what the fight was about, by the way? It wasn't just about
wasn't
the
DUI. Wasn't about her DUI?
She claims that she witnessed browser history. Apparently hammered and saw that he was trying to contact escorts while on the road.
Oh, boy. She fights for her man, even when it's Michael Lohan.
Oh, gee.
Isn't that sad? Well, anyway, so I was thinking about it. I was like, wait, Dean Lohan just got a DUI. And then I thought, wow, maybe Michael Lohan's penis injects alcoholism into people. That's a really weird thought, but I mean,
like it.
I don't know, just saying.
It's a virus.
Who else is in his team photo? We should.
Kate Major and
Tina.
And Tina Lohan. Dina Lohan.
Dina.
But
I don't know who else.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to. You know, we were talking about trying to do some weird things on who's dating who. Like, could we make Trump connected to Elizabeth Warren? I know that's got to be
no,
hugely
because
possible.
She's been married.
No,
what,
she's
once?
Only she hasn't banged enough people.
Yeah. How many people do you think she really has banged?
Guys or women?
Well, she, you know that, jeez. Probably very few. Because I can't see a lot of people, you know, being in the larger set of people that want to bang her. You have the smaller set of people that she bangs.
I did get a 6 degree of separation with Michael Bloomberg.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, let's see it.
Because Donald Trump banged Candace Bergen.
Wait, what? I thought they just dated.
Let's see.
Oh my God.
Kids, like that didn't happen.
That's really funny because Candace Bergen actually was asked about him and she said, oh, we dated a couple times.
What do you think that means?
She was, well, I just did not. She did not give the impression that she knew him very well. Put
yeah,
it that way.
I didn't get that.
And she didn't get real. She didn't get real shitty about it either.
So Trump banged Candace Bergen, who had sex with Warren Beatty, who slept with Diana Ross, who totally nailed Michael Bloomberg.
Whoa. What? He nailed Diana Ross?
Wow.
Let's see. If it
well
tells
done.
Well, I tell you, if we have 2 billionaires running for president, that's kind of wild, isn't it?
It's going to be.
I mean, honestly, you
free for all.
There is nothing that money doesn't buy now. Mm-hmm. You buy the presidency, you can buy anything.
Yeah.
You buy not guilty, you can buy anything.
Everything.
Whose team photo is that?
This is Trump's here. It's amazing.
You see Bloomberg's
it's
team photo?
Amazing.
We might as well start facing them up against each other. I wonder Buttigieg's team photo's up there.
His is weak. His is Diana Ross and Susan Meyer.
What? I can't vote for him with a team photo that week.
Well, it probably just means that all the other women that he's nailed aren't famous.
Does Bernie have a team photo?
Come on.
What? I don't know. Maybe.
That's a good question.
He's actually
on here. Let's see.
Who is he dating?
Two women, Deborah Schilling and Jane O'Meara Sanders.
Yikes.
Oh.
It's the greatest lay
can we click
in the land.
Can we click on Deborah Schilling's team photo?
Deborah Schilling.
One.
Me, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie.
Get out there, Deborah.
Okay, click on Elizabeth Warren. This is so funny. So silly.
Elizabeth Warren. It's going to be two dudes. Jim Warren and Bruce Mann.
Oh, who's that dude?
There's her wife.
And her husband now.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, she's been married before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
She had a divorce?
Scandal.
Wait, she was married to him or she just banged him?
No, she was married to Jim Warren. That's why her last name is Elizabeth.
Oh,
Warren.
but Mr. Mann.
What about the guy? The other guy, you're saying she was married to the other guy too?
Mr. Mann?
No, she's currently married
to a man named Bruce Mann. Man, yeah.
Okay, so she got divorced.
Yes.
Yes.
And kept the marriage.
That's all I was trying to find out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Buttigieg?
Do you think he's mad? Do you think her current husband's mad that she's running for president as Elizabeth Warren?
It's kind of annoying.
Huh. Who did you want me to look up now?
How about Biden? Joe Biden. Let's see who Biden's nailed.
I bet you there's going to be someone ridiculous. Well, he smelled everyone's hair. Well,
I bet Amelia Hunter and Jill Biden.
Oh, that's the first wife that died, right?
Oh. Is there no picture of her? There's God,
that's it. He must have banged somebody.
I didn't have photos back then, Trudy.
Wait a minute. He named his kid after the chick that died?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess. Okay. Well, that was her maiden name,
I see.
Right?
Okay.
And so when they had a kid, he named him Hunter.
What about Yang?
Oh, come on.
What's Yang's math?
Math, yeah.
Yang Gang.
69.
Try Buttigieg.
M? Who's that dude?
Yang's been with no one.
Try Budge.
Oot, Edge. He is totally banging
Chasten
Glesman.
That's all he's banged?
The pride of Traverse City.
There's no way. Come on.
I lived there.
Did you ever run into him? Did you ever run into Chasten? Isn't he from Traverse City?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I've never met anybody named Chasten.
He's probably hung out the same place.
They've cleaned up their team photos, haven't they?
They cleaned
possibly.
Up. Ooh, Kobe Bryant. Connect Kobe Bryant to someone. Okay, where's his team photo?
Oh, Brandy's in it.
Brandy, Jamaica Williams, Vanessa Bryant, obviously. Caitlin Faber, Vanessa Curry.
Wow.
Ooh.
And Jessica.
He likes all the girls, doesn't he?
Connect
He's
him
got
to
a
Shaq.
Diverse team photo.
Can you connect him to Shaq?
He's a good guy.
And then, yeah. No,
That's
LeBron.
How wonderful he is.
They have six
degrees.
Degrees, because
okay.
Kobe banged Brandy, who nailed Usher, who had sex with... Corinne Steppens.
Probably gave her herpes.
Who had sex with Shaquille O'Neal.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I believe that Corinne Steppens died shortly after taking that huge dog.
She was deceased.
Jesus Christ.
Split her in half.
She was impaled.
Come on, that dude's got to have like a 14-inch.
She impaled her brain.
Didn't Shaq bang that chick from, he'd be 1 degree separated from Flavor Flav because he banged the chick that was on Flavor of Love. Didn't he?
Oh, Shaq
Hoops?
Did?
Didn't he nail Hoops?
That's right.
Let's see.
Oops was cute. Flava Flav's team
this
photo.
Says six.
Six? No way.
This says Flava Flav.
Yeah, that's Hoops.
Okay, well, they don't have her. Maybe you should enter.
No, that's her right there. Flav banged Hoops.
Yeah.
That's her, and then she banged Shaq. Why does it say six?
It's only 1 degree.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Like stunt
because sex.
It's called 6 degrees of separation. I keep reading the wrong thing.
You know, on the...
I apologize.
Flavor to Trump.
Oh, that'll be a good one. There's got to be one. At
Flav
least one.
To Trump. There's you'll
I bet
get
you
it.
It's
you'll
three.
Get it. It won't be many. It'll be easy. Oh, he nailed
four. So Brigitte. Flava Flav had sex with Bridget Nielsen, who banged Mick Hucknall. Oh,
God.
The redhead dude that has
that's
had,
ridiculous.
You got to check his, by the way.
I know his team photo is amazing.
He slept with Kylie Bax and Trump got it.
Wait, Trump and Mick Hucknall have nailed the same chick?
Yeah,
how weird is that?
In 1 degree away.
He's got a hell of a team.
Zeta Jones.
I don't even know who this dude is, this Mick Hucknall guy.
He was in Simply Red. He's a singer in Simply Red.
He looks like the dude from Harry Potter, the redhead.
Carrot Top. He looks like Carrot Top.
65 years old. and the
no,
chicks.
He was on a bangathon in the 80s and 90s. He was just on a bangathon.
Hey, click on her team photo.
Steffi Graf? He nailed Steffi Graf?
Sure
Anna
did.
Kournikova?
Uh-huh.
Mick Hucknall?
Yup.
Hey, fun fact, Anna Kournikova gave birth today.
Oops.
There it is.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Is that her first kid?
No, she had twins. Not that long.
I'm telling you, that baby could be the star of a show called Babies I Don't Care About.
Well, she's destroyed.
Oh, I know.
So you wanted to look at Catherine Zeta-Jones?
I want to see who else has Zeta-Jones syndrome.
Oh, well, I can tell you right
now,
man. She has something in common with Pamela Anderson.
John
Peters?
Yeah.
Mick Hucknall with her. Oh, my God.
ZZJ. Obviously, she's nailing Michael Douglas now.
I refuse sloppy seconds after Mick Hucknall. And anybody who's been with Mick Hucknall, just cross yourself off. You'll never be with me, ever.
She also hooked up with some dude named Angus McFadden and Paul McGann and John Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. This is a fun site. I'm telling you, you get lost in it like Baseball Reference or YouTube.
That is a fun site. I was just going to mention today I saw a little story about celebrity endorsements for president.
Oh, great.
And Bernie Sanders is just cleaning up in this category. He's got Vampire Weekend, Ariana Grande, Sarah Silverman, Michael Moore, Danny Glover, Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito, Mark Ruffalo, Cardi B, The Strokes, Killer Mike, Susan Sarandon, Miley Cyrus, Emily Ratajkowski, and Joe Rogan.
Wow.
And Joe Rogan, he's getting a lot of shit for accepting his endorsement because Joe Rogan, I got to say, I don't know. I listen to Joe Rogan sometimes, and I think he does a nice job on his show. But according to people who are upset about this, he's homophobic, Islamophobic, racist, and misogynist, and he has very few female guests on his show.
But you know what else he has? A lot of listeners.
He sure does.
Who hear what he has to say. And if he is going to push the guy you want to win, isn't that a win-win?
Is Joe Rogan really such a horrible person?
Not at all. And his show is really kind of catered towards guys. I mean, look, he's one of the biggest UFC dudes. How many chicks you think are actually loving UFC? It's not a ton. I almost guarantee you that that's like an 80% male audience there. Those types of dudes want to hear Joe Rogan. They like him.
But once again,
I didn't know that you had to have equal guests on any show because then you'd all be appealing to the same people, wouldn't you?
Getting mad at that, aren't you really trying to, what's the saying, cut your nose off to spite your face? I mean, it just hurts your cause then. If he's getting the word out, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I thought that was silly. Elizabeth Warren has Megan Rapinoe, Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye. Is that really a big endorsement?
I'm seeing a theme.
Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, Melissa Etheridge, Amy Schumer, Shonda Rhimes, and Ryan Reynolds. Boudet Edge has Alyssa Milano, Jennifer Garner, Ben Platt, Anthony Rapp, George Takei, Mandy Moore, Anna Wintour, Gwyneth Paltrow, Larry David, Kevin Costner, Seth MacFarlane, Michael J. Fox, Ryan Murphy, Sharon Stone, and Emily Rossum.
Well, that's kind of a good roster.
That's a pretty good list, yeah.
It's the best list so far.
Biden has Rob Reiner, Michelle Kwan, George R.R. Martin, Game of Thrones author. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Of course he has the most.
Does Rita Wilson really count? Isn't Tom Hanks cover Rita Wilson in a way?
John Legend and Chrissy Teigen got their own.
No, it bugs me that they go in together on it. I think they should have her. She should have her own mind.
Who does Chet Hayes endorse?
Yeah.
And then Chloe has Jane Lynch, Jane Fonda, and Terry Hatcher. That's it. And the Yang Gang, Elon Musk, Dave Chappelle, who tweeted out, "I'm Yang Gang."
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald, Rivers Cuomo, Jack Dorsey, the Twitter guy, Nick Cage, and Donald Glover. And Trump has Kanye West, John Voight, Roseanne Barr, Scott Baio, and Stacey Dash.
Stephen Baldwin.
Mike Bloomberg
list
has Mike Douglas, Kirk Douglas, who on his deathbed was talking about him.
Yeah.
Mike
can get it.
Stupid. That did not happen. Kirk Douglas, Judge Judy, Ted Danson, Tim Gunn, and John Mellencamp. What a weird pile of people.
And Warren Evans today endorsed
Warren Evans?
Yeah, the McComb? Is it
that's
not
a politician.
McComb.
I think they're talking about just celebrities.
Wayne County exec.
Yeah. But I'm just pointing out that's two politicians locally that have pledged their support to Bloomberg.
Hey, Trump also has Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I didn't know he had Gene Simmons.
Kid Rock. There's rumors that Mike Tyson is all, you know, about him, too. So I don't know. He's got Kenny Rogers. He's got.
Wait, was it Kenny? Wait, was it
I thought he was dead.
I was just gonna say, wasn't he supposed to die like 3 months
ago? He was. I had no idea he'd make it to the election.
Here's a weird one. That
he's
gonna
be
expect.
On his deathbed and just go, "Make America great again," just to cancel out Douglas.
Kirstie Alley.
Who's she for?
That's a
Trump.
Trump.
Oh, she's a yeah. Kirstie Alley.
All the Duck Dynasty guys.
I got a great story.
Charlie
about
Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Here's Voight. We already
I'm surprised.
Said here's Stephen Baldwin, we already saw.
Oh, yeah, Stephen Baldwin, I believe that.
Hulk Hogan.
The Hulkster?
Yeah, brother.
Which in turn means Vince McMahon as well. So.
Oh, here you go. Read this Kirstie Alley story out loud.
God, she, you know what's funny?
I just heard the headline again.
I just heard her interviewed somewhere, and honest to God, she's really funny. I mean, I really think she's got an interesting personality, but she's really crazy, too.
Scientologist?
Well, yeah, that. That didn't even come up, but I mean, she's just kind of out there, but she's also very cute in a funny way. She's got a good sense of humor, and then she really does have a good sense of humor about other things. Yeah. Look who's tanking. Kirstie Alley's desperate bid to get back on top of the Hollywood heap has hit bottom, and sources say she's eating her heart out. Literally.
Literally.
Kirstie's been caught in a vicious downright spiral. She continues to overeat. Her feet and ankles are swollen.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
She can't find regular work.
Nice and source.
Had to resort to taking a job on Celebrity Big Brother in Britain. Oh, ouch. She hated it, but she needed the bread. I can't believe
the
she
bread.
Did that.
I love all the puns, the eating puns. And, you know, look who's tanking. Instead of look who's talking, because she's a huge tank.
Can you believe she's on Celebrity tank. Big Brother?
I can't. Well, read on and you'll find out why.
When Radar asked if she took the gig, she needed the money, Ali snorted back via email. As opposed to doing Big Brother for an Oscar nomination. The kooky Scientologist's love life is also in the toilet. She doesn't feel hot anymore and can't find a man.
In the toilet.
However, she's plotting a comeback, tweeting, "I look forward to emerging from my cocoon."
Oh, never going to happen.
Oh, poor Kirstie.
That's really sad.
Yeah, I'm going to lose sleep.
Celebrity Big Brother. I mean, that is so grim. She was talking about money when I heard her interviewed, and she implied that because of all the projects she's had, she doesn't have to work. And I think she had a, does she have a farm or something? she did have a very big lifestyle.
Out of a trough. I don't know.
But how much has she given to Scientology? Because
Remedy
will
excellent point, Trudy.
Explain.
She's broke.
Yep.
How much money did she give? She made.
Oh, I bet she gave a ton.
Well, she revealed it. It was like a million, 1.3 or something. I don't know.
Priscilla Presley, I guess, I think it was $20 million or something. And Leah Remini said,
Celebrity net worth, says Kirstie Alley, is worth $40 million.
Yeah, I'm.
I think she'll be fine.
That's a weird show to go on, though. Leah Remini said she gave over $3 million to Scientology, not including all of the encyclopedia sets of L. Ron Hubbard, all that crap that she had to buy.
Right.
And she said, and they trashed me. They completely trashed me.
Yeah.
And she said she was giving out all the quotes from when she left the church. She said, I hadn't even said anything yet. And they were already saying I was a failed actress.
Right. She had to buy those encyclopedias, though,
mm-hmm.
over again.
Yes.
Because they reprinted them with new
more punctuation
sentences.
Yes. Yes. I know.
And yeah.
They make everyone do that.
I know.
And it's like $3,000 for the set, and all they've done is updated punctuation.
Why wouldn't you call bullshit on that?
I have no idea. I don't know. I think it's really strange. But I tell you, when people get out, they really get mad. Not just her,
yeah,
but other people do. They just go, I can't, I don't understand why I put up with all that shit, because I was afraid to leave, you know? Brandon, you want to get us out of here so we can get started on the weekend?
Yeah.
Weekend. There's some nice cake upstairs.
Big weekend, man. Charlotte's birthday party. Total blowout.
Charlotte
turned six.
Oh, can you believe she's six?
No, I can't. she was like two.
I know. Annie's almost two. That's even more shocking.
Is Annie going to Charlotte's birthday party?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's at her house, so I don't know where else she'd be. She's going to love it. It'll be a blast.
Thanks to Joe's Produce in Livonia and Linda in the catering department bringing over all that great
Laura
food. Who was it?
Laura.
Laura.
Livingston.
Yeah. What did I say? Linda?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
Your brain is done.
It's been a rough week for you.
I don't know
you saying Laura Livingston, right?
Yeah.
Why did I?
Linda Lorvingston.
Well, she brought an incredible cake over here that Elric could not just leave the house when he was done. He had to stop and eat a piece of cake. So I want to get some of that cake and some of that barbecue and some mac and cheese was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Joe's Produce in Livonia. And everybody have a great Valentine's Day weekend, etc. And we'll catch you with a new one on Monday.
Yeah.
And like us. Like us on Facebook. Rate us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes. I see people rating us on iTunes again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's very nice to see us go over 4,800 reviews. Pretty sweet. I think we're on number 110 right now, which is not bad. All right. Have a good one. Happy birthday, Zoobs.
Kobe,
see ya.
Kobe.
I just want to wish Joey a happy birthday.
Well, if you got to go, then I understand. But, well, Irene and I sort of had an ulterior motive for inviting you here tonight.
He makes it sound sinister. It's not.
No, I don't. She's right. Okay. Okay. You've looked around our place. Where do you think we got most of this stuff?
Just guess.
Come on.
Sears? JCPenney?
It's actually from Confederated Products. Almost everything in this house is from Confederated Products. From the toilet paper, to the candles, to the ham.
The wine.
The wine, the wine. Even that cologne you liked. You see, Confederated Products is a multi-level direct wholesaling company, which means we don't just sell the products ourselves. No, sir, you're Bob. We recruit and manage teams that work under us. Now, Irene and I started 8 months ago, and already we're pulling in $50,000 a year in revenues.
We're the number four distributor in Southern California.
You got that one, babe.
And by March, we might be number three.
Now, as law enforcement officers, Irene and I, we cannot recruit distributors from inside the force. It's against the rules. So what we do is we look for people in other industries.
Like the entertainment industry.
Yeah. Wait. You want us to sell Amway?
It's Confederated Products. It's a different company. It's a different quality of product.